How long have they been running for this disclaimer?
I'm guessing both days. I hadn't heard
whose
it.
Whose idea was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Who heard it?
Alfie did.
What does it say?
I had him pull it for you so you could hear it.
On your flash?
Yeah, it's usual folder, cut 8, 1190 disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
I think that runs before infomercials.
The infomercial I get, but it's
Do you
us.
Think that's specifically... Alfie, does this run any other times of the day?
It runs, like you said, with other, what are they called, broken programs.
But I don't like it.
You shouldn't like it. We don't have one on the Eagle.
The flying do they think they're doing? Why do we need a mother disclaimer at the beginning of the damn show? What kind of bullshit is that? I give the show for free and they run a disclaimer? Like, suck my Why do we need that?
Russ, I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah. Smart ass kids.
Good morning.
That must be just a top of the hour thing.
I hope so. I would think
is. Alfie runs every hour.
I heard it at the top of the hour. This is the first time I heard it this morning.
Oh. What is it, Dan?
Maybe it was just something that was in there that would have been left over that somehow it found its way into the system and got played. Because I don't see why you would intentionally put that before our show, let alone top of each hour. That's what you put before the brokered show or, in some cases, a super dirty, nasty show that you have to warn people about, which is rare.
Yeah, something like that would run for anybody that's not an employee of Clear Channel or iHeart. Again, the brokerage shows.
Right. The other instance I've heard
I don't like the fact that that's running right before our show starts.
I know. It's like,
we know that we pay him, but we don't necessarily like him that much. So
we're happy to keep him around for 3 more years, but we're going to distance ourselves as much as possible. Another instance where I've heard that used is before a radio show like Loveline. With the call-in, the sexual nature of all the phone calls and everything.
Well, that would be, the following program is of mature nature, and adult supervision is recommended or whatever. Of course, if they ran a disclaimer like that, the adult supervision, who's it for? People listening or the people making the show, which would be us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should really have adults watch over them while they do the show.
That actually would have come in handy many, many times. It would have saved us a lot of stress, blood, and save you some money.
I'll cut them a disclaimer if they want to run something at the top of the hour. There's a bunch of nasty shit about to happen. Either let the kids listen or don't. But you've been fucking warned. There, take that run at the beginning of the show.
I like it. Why do we need a damn disclaimer?
Well, I don't say anything. First of all, you just assume I'm swearing. You don't know what I'm saying under the bleep.
That is true.
If you perceive it as a swear, that's just you. Nasty mother.
Yeah, that could have been anything just then. It wasn't.
No.
But it could be.
So is everything still going on well? Mm-hmm. Going well on 1190?
I believe so. I haven't heard anything bad. I haven't heard something not airing the way it was supposed to or anything like that.
Alfie, do you know anything?
I got one call just now about somebody saying that a punchline was cut off, but I'm going to have to look into it more.
Punchline? How do they know we had a punchline? We don't always have a punchline. There are times I even say I got to go because I don't have one.
Yeah.
They say what time of the day?
No, they did not.
Well, how's he know a punchline got cut off?
He just said, you hear that 1190 cut off one of Russ's punchlines, which I heard the bit this morning about you not having a punchline.
Hmm. Okay. Do they run all the segments we gave them?
Yes.
How'd they get all nine in?
I think Chloe made an additional cart for him.
Did it run late?
That I don't know.
Well, I told him I'd give him eight segments every day for 1190.
Right.
I forgot we do nine segments.
Whoops.
So I don't know how they're squeezing that in.
I'm sure they can figure it out.
Well, you can't run past 11. Otherwise, Rodney Anderson's going to have a little fit.
Which is understandable. He gets 1 hour a day. We get eight. And I know he's going to be sitting there saying, really?
Did Tom Likas once, when we were at CBS, ever complain when we ran past 7 o'clock at night?
Not that we ever heard, no.
Nikki Sixx ever say anything?
No.
Likas even encouraged. People would call Likas and try to rat me out.
Hey, boss, Russ Martin's show is running late right now. You ain't on in Dallas-Fort Worth right now.
I don't care.
That was his response almost every time.
I love it when he goes over.
Yeah, because he was smart about it. He's like, fine, helps me out.
Listen to this.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or iHeartMedia.
God, man, that stings.
I like the way there's sort of that out. Are not necessarily. If you're trying to piss me off, just say are not.
Yeah, that's actually a very ambiguous disclaimer. It's like it could be, but may not be.
Some things we think funny, some things we can't.
The views and opinions.
Shut up. Once was enough. We can't really say which jokes we find funny, otherwise we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want to put ourselves in that corner.
See if I can take that out.
Rest on this program are not necessarily those. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of this station or iHeartMedia.
You just fixed their own disclaimer.
Well, that's pretty close.
Opinions expressed on this program are not those of this station or iHeartMedia.
Oh, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, fixed. I like that better.
Chloe, put that back in. That's a bad thing about giving us access to all the systems. We can change stuff.
Well, they do on Russ Martin's show today. We listen to him edit audio. Okay. Save. Finished. Okay.
From now on, that's the disclaimer you run.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
People calling about the broadcast this morning.
Which one do I want to take?
Line one.
Okay. Yes, Jose?
Yeah, where it cut you off at was right at the end of the show. About 10:59, you were still going on with your joke there, and it just went into the station legal ID, and then went on and, you know, said, well, coming up next is whoever the next guy was. So it cut you off at the end of the show.
They didn't, there was no show plugs like we always do every day?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so they didn't get all the segments in.
Mm-hmm. No,
all
sir.
Right. All right.
Thanks.
Gracias, jefe. El Grupo.
It's a sweater. Sorry, you started. I have to.
All right, so obviously they can't get nine segments in.
Right. So they're taking the easy way.
It's just
it's like, show's over.
At least have somebody live come on and go, ah, enough of this. Anything. It's better than dumping out of it. The whole thing is all the audio. Audio is cut up good and tight for a reason.
Right.
Don't ruin it. You're trying to get ratings on the station. At least have an out. We're in the middle of something. You're running along. Just run the guy. Done up with this. Or
enough.
I like that.
Yeah.
No mas.
Okay. You got any other audio other than disclaimers that I know about?
Yeah. Actually, let's see if I was curious to see if your family had this same problem. Cut number 7. There's a video of an Italian man trying to pronounce Worcestershire sauce. And it's apparently pretty popular on the YouTube right now.
What would you think my... Oh, my grandparents.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just my...
Well, I don't mean you or your brother. I'm sure you can say it just fine.
Well, now I have to think about it. Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Some people say Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's correct. I don't care. I don't use it.
The word or the sauce?
Either.
Missing that.
All right, ready, set, go.
We got to use this one drop of Worcestershire.
No.
Is this a cooking show?
Yeah, it's like he's trying to help his grandfather. And he's like, we need the one. And then, yeah, just it's like take after take because he can't say the word.
Why do you have to? Is it a video?
It's a video on YouTube.
Well, then just hold it up to the camera. If he can't say it, we are going to use this.
And that would be good. But this guy knows I think it's like his kid or something. He tells him, he's like, no, just try it again.
All right, ready, set, go.
We got to use this one drop of Worcestershire.
No, ready, set, go.
We got to use this one shusha. I don't know. What?
Is he jacking with him? The old guy.
No, the old guy, he looks like he's really trying.
One just star shine.
What?
Yeah, one just shine. One just shishara. One chest shushar. One chest
shari. I don't even know what amount he's saying. One.
I think he's saying one drop, which obviously is not a whole lot, but whatever.
Shushar. One chest shari. No. Shari. One chest shari.
One drop of this brown sh. Yeah. You ever seen it before? It's on the shelves.
Yeah.
It looks like this. Yes. Buy this and put in a drop.
Mm-hmm. At a certain point, though, because you get so frustrated because you're not getting it right, he might just what if he just lost his mind, smashed the bottle on the countertop, and just stuck it in the camera guy's throat? Here, now you say it.
I'm going to cut to you once if you correct me again. If you do it again, you get a fresher one.
Shushar? One just shari. No, shari. One just shari. Yeah. One just shire. I told the truth. I don't know what kind of the country come this from, but
my grand, he sounds not exactly like my grandfather, but pretty close. My grandfather's English wasn't as broken as this guy.
Gotcha.
But you could tell where he was from.
There's just some languages that there's just going to be no overlap with trying to say certain things, and that's this obviously Italian and...
Worcestershire?
Yeah, they just don't mix.
Or Worcester, whatever.
I told you the truth. I don't know what kind of the country come this from, but I'm Italian. I don't know what I got to say. It's written Italian now. Worcestershire.
What can I just hold up at the damn bottle? You know what? Don't put it in this recipe.
If you can't say it, you don't use it.
It's only doubt. Who's gonna know?
Probably no one.
Sauce.
What?
I don't know what I gotta say. It's written Italian now. Worcestershire. Sauce.
Oh, sauce. Sauce.
That's the sauce. It's,
it goes in the sauce. This stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Just out of curiosity, what does the Italian guy look like?
Just looks like a little old dude.
Is he fat?
No, it's actually kind of funny. The shirt he's wearing, it says "No sweat, no sauce." Like, I guess it's like a gravy shirt.
Just wear a T-shirt with Worcestershire on it and that's with the caption of "I can't say this award." Yeah, this award I cannot say.
Yeah.
But you need a drop of this in whatever it is that the we're making.
Hell, just call it that. Call it the S sauce.
We'll call it the sauce I can't say.
The sauce that shall not be named.
You'll know. That other sauce. It's Benjamin's, that other thing.
Yeah, the sauce from that guy.
Yeah. Which guy?
Yeah, that guy.
I was close enough to where I got to hit the delay.
Look at us making fun of that guy.
Yeah. But that comes out so naturally because that's what we always, when we're jacking around. You mean that guy? No, the other f-ing guy.
Oh, that one.
But this time I almost said the entire F word.
But it also sounded so natural. It just rolls off the tongue.
I think you kind of get away with it if you have an accent. You want me to try? Let me turn the mics off and see if you can still tell.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know.
I think it sounds good.
You're right. It sounds so natural.
It doesn't sound abrasive. It doesn't sound like a swear word. It doesn't sound like something that should be censored. It sounds like something that should be celebrated.
Yeah. I got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alpicoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Already a whole lot going on, most of it's in Fort Worth. We'll start off there, west on I-30, right at Forest Park Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at East Chase Parkway, road construction has the right lane shut down. That should be getting cleared out here pretty soon, though. Right now, your backup is back to the Fielder. Still in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back to North Loop 820. In Mansfield, southbound Highway 287, right at Turner-Warnell Road. My bad. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Russell Curry Road. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Market Center. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, clear skies again and not freezing for a change. So the low is just 36. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 62. Right now, 56 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, this disclaimer you wrote, Alfie, this one's fine.
Cool.
Give it to Anna if she wants to cut it. Or I can do it with this.
Hello? Yeah. The fuck? I'm sorry. I have to have my music.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. From my siren. The following program does not necessarily represent the views of Talk Radio 1190 AM, iHeartMedia, the people of Dallas-Fort Worth, the residents of Texas, or anyone with an immortal soul. Welcome to hell, mother... Pray God.
That's strong.
Why they got sex music and a disclaimer? And who is that sexy man?
Wait, did you say anyone with a mortal soul or with immortal soul?
With an immortal soul.
Should it be immortal?
I don't know, Alfie wrote it. No, everyone has an immortal soul.
Yeah, means it goes forever. Mortal is just while we're here. And
gotcha.
When we die, then it's no longer mortal. It's immortal. That's another stupid word.
I'm just asking questions.
Okay. Yeah, we found out that we gave them too much stuff. 1190, so it just ended.
Over. Off button.
Wolf. I guess I'm just used to running late.
Yeah.
Well, we got to run the legal ID at 11. I'll do it. I'll slip it in there someplace. It's not like I forget the legal ID over here.
No, definitely not.
Just kind of mention it every once in a while to cover.
Yeah, just in case.
Go here? Here.
This is, so I don't know what time it is now in the morning. I'm just going to have to forget it and stop worrying about both and just do the show like we always have. I can't keep thinking with this in this dual mode. What time does... Never mind. I don't care. You want to read? You want to start news? You want to play audio?
Let's play a little more audio.
All right.
Let's see. Let's do. Let's go. This will take up a little chunk. Cut number six. In Houston, there was a fire at the Kappa Alpha fraternity house at the University of Houston. And this is the story from KHOU, and near the end, we hear from the frat brothers themselves who bravely fought the fire.
Houston fire inspectors haven't said what sparked fire inside the attic of this home, but the frat brothers who live here think they know what started it. Those students think their heater played a role. It set off smoke detectors a couple of days ago when it was turned on. Investigators, though, still looking into that. Firefighters got here around 10:30 last night. You can see they contained the damage pretty well just to the attic. This two-story house belongs to the Kappa Alpha fraternity of UH students. The eight people inside all got out safely. They even tried to douse flames in various ways on their way out.
We were just hanging out.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Man, that stinks.
In various ways on their way out.
We were just hanging out, you know, playing it cool. And just we saw like a fire in the attic and stuff. And like smoke was just coming out. And we were just like, what are we supposed to do with this fire? And we all just took off.
I freaked out, emptied out my trash can, filled it up with bathroom water, tried to go up the attic and pour it on it. It was hopeless.
We started on it. Just nothing was working. Fire is just everywhere.
Again, the victims here believe this was an electric...
He said pissing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
KHOU's sticklers.
Well, just take that segment out if you can't.
It's so kind of... Yeah, I started with...
I'm pissing on it. That's, man, that fire's big.
Man, that's stupid to put a bucket of water on. Here, watch this.
It was hopeless.
We started... on it, just nothing was working. The fire is just everywhere.
Again, the victims here believe this was an electrical fire. They're staying with friends.
Where was this?
In Houston, University of Houston.
Why all these guys, none of them sound like they're from Texas. They all sound like California. SoCal dopers. It was like a fire everywhere. And, you know, not even piss put it out. That's a bad fire.
We're just hanging out, you know, playing it cool. And just we saw like a fire in the attic and stuff.
They did. The house is on fire. This rocks. Burning down the house. Don't piss on it, man. That'll put it out. They all sound like young Cheech and Chongs.
Yeah.
Hanging out, you know, playing it cool.
And just said, hey, the house is on fire. Hey, man, I've got your hair.
Some tasty flames, man.
Man, somebody's burning a big one in the attic.
I saw like a fire in the attic and stuff, and like smoke was just coming out. And
smoke?
We were just like, what are we supposed to do with this fire? And we all just took off.
And let's talk about what we should do.
Mm-hmm. This, it is my belief, is the male Kinsey.
This
is her
male. This is more than one guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But the that main guy that you hear from, It's like the dude is like smoke and fire and
we had a quick meeting. What should we do? How did we? What do you think? How come I'm the only one talking to myself? There's no one else around. Did I miss the meeting? They said run.
They had a big vote.
Side, all got out safely. They even tried to douse flames in various ways on their way out.
We were just hanging out, you know, playing it cool. And just, we saw like a fire in the attic and stuff, and like smoke was just coming out, and we were just like, what are we supposed to do with this fire? And we all just took off.
I freaked out, emptied out my trash can, filled it up with bathroom water.
That's the guy, the only guy that sounds normal.
Yeah.
At least he tried.
He did. He tried something. He did one bucket and realized, it's no good. I'm going to go outside now. I'm going to leave this idiot here to pee on it, though.
My trash can, filled it up with bathroom water, tried to go up the attic and pour it on it. It was hopeless.
We started on it. Just nothing was working. Fire is just everywhere.
And the victims here believe this was an electrical fire.
What kind of... I'm curious what he's majoring in. I mean, he sounds like a full-blown idiot.
He does. And this is one of those things where I'm reminded, again, that going to college does not mean you're smart. Getting your degree does not mean you're smart.
I'm sure some guys and chicks, well, I want to go to college just to kill some time. The way I don't have to make any life decisions for another 4 years. That's the reason I stayed in college, although I didn't have to explain anything to anybody. I just felt I justified to myself, hey, the longer I'm in college, even though it's only part-time, the longer I do that, I don't have to make a decision on where my life's going just yet.
Yeah, you're still in the discovery phase.
Luckily, job happened.
Well, it did, but you also always worked. By today's standards, it's you might have a kid that's going to go to school part-time or even full-time, whatever, but then sometimes they don't even work. They just hang out on, you know, mom and dad's couch.
I know, but I didn't really have a career in mind. Radio was, I think I always knew I wanted to do it, but it wasn't until I had lockered. First guy that I met by accident in radio, Lockard Koval. I haven't said that word since 1980.
Oh, my God.
I was working at Pizza Hut. He was a customer, and he was talking about what he did. I think he used to work for K-Box, KBOX.
Okay.
1480.
Was that back when it was a news station?
It was top 40 in the 60s, 70s, then turned country. Alan Peck did mornings there for a while.
Okay.
Peck and Peggy, Peck and Penny, whatever. He had two chicks. And that Lockard guy worked there, and he goes, I started a radio station in Greenville. Here's the phone number. So I called him and went out there, read some news. He goes, the program director, you sound like a hick, but at least you can read.
And a star was born.
So I'm going to guess they had a lot of applicants here in Greenville. They were paying minimum wage. You can't really, you go, well, you know what? This is going to be like the way Trump does it. We're going to just get a big room and we're going to pick from the best.
Right.
Obviously, I was the only one that could read that showed up.
I like how initially he was sort of standoffish about it. Like, you sound like a hick. It's like, where do you think this radio station's located?
Yeah.
Everybody outside, why don't you go and see what they sound like in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're broadcasting in Greenville.
You know, upper crust.
Doing interviews at the Allsups.
The what?
Allsups.
What is that?
It's a gas station.
It's just a countryfied gas station. You only find them in the outlying areas.
Oh, okay.
That's when you know you've gone country.
I'm just sitting around waiting for Buc-ee's to open.
Someday. It's going to happen.
So that was my big entry into radio.
Whatever happened to, what was his name again?
Lockard Koval.
Lockard?
Yep.
Wow. That is it. I'm sorry, that's a kick-ass name. That sounds like something that begins some sort of like spy novel.
I am super spy, Lockard Koval. I don't know. I'll Google it during a break. I forget how to spell it. Lockard probably is easy. Koval, I think he spelled with a K.
Okay.
It is amazing. I've been able, of all the brain cells that I've killed, the one that remembered his name somehow survived.
I'm surprised with as many years as me, Alfie, and Chloe have known you. That's the first time I've heard that name. Mm-hmm. I've heard of plenty of other old bosses that you had in the past, you know, whether it's old program directors or whatever, but never the guy that actually said, here's your break.
I knew him from something. I think he was also a volunteer. I did volunteer work when I was a kid.
Okay.
In my teens.
Wait, I just have to ask. Is it actual volunteer work or is it court ordered?
It was actual.
Okay. I always ask. Sometimes you get a good story out of it.
No, I did volunteer work because I felt like I should.
All right.
And we were both part of, that's where I met him. We were both part of Dallas County REACT.
When what was that?
That was monitored Channel 9.
Which is?
That was the emergency channel. So, you know, truckers, whatever. Like, if you're listening to Shifty Gears.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, Channel 9 was dead about the time you guys got into adulthood. So, never mind.
No, that's why I'm asking.
It was CB Channel 9. That was considered the emergency channels. And REACT stood for Radio Emergency Associated Citizens Teams. And each county had formed its own group.
Wow.
We were Dallas County REACT.
And how many were you?
A few hundred.
Wow.
And the main monitoring, we'll just call it a studio, was at the top of the Southland Life building. So our tower was on top of the Southland Life building. So guess who covered most of North Texas?
Ooh.
And you'd just take shifts and you'd monitor it, and somebody called in with an accident or whatever. Top of the hour, legal ID.
You don't say.
Yeah. I rocked that one, too.
Oh, God, I bet you did. Knowing as you're just envisioning being at the top of that tower.
All right, give it to us.
Let's see. Was it? 4 o'clock. This is KBP 6103. Dallas County, REACT Central. Clear. 1,600 hours. Whatever.
Wow.
Again. Of all the brain cells I've killed being an alcoholic, how is it there are a few that survive that remember these things? I remember the call letters, and I haven't said those since probably 82.
Jeez. So when you were, I guess, lack for a better word, on the air, which technically is what you were you going by your...
No, you don't use... So CB handles?
You didn't use your CB handle when you were doing the REACT volunteer?
No,
stuff?
Somebody would say, break channel 9, Dallas County REACT. You respond, Dallas County REACT Central, go ahead.
Okay.
The Shifty Gears radio show went off the air. Do you know what happened? And if it was just some kind of BS call, you go, we'll notify the proper authorities. KBP 6103, Dallas County REACT Central, clear.
Gotcha. I just think it would have been fun for you if you were to throw in your CB handle in the middle of that.
Why? Why do you have to bring that up?
You just can't let
you
it
You gotta bring it up and make me sound like Jack Nicholson. You always gotta bring up the cow patty daddy.
It's because it's awesome.
This cow needs an enema. Man, it's embarrassing enough for this to air on this station. Now it's going to air again in the morning. Damn it. We break?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to go erase this part.
Leave it in.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, actually. Southbound 35W right at Northside Drive. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Basswood Boulevard. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right at Forest Park. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic's backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Still in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right at East Chase Parkway. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from 360. And finally in Mansfield, southbound 287 right at Turner Warnell Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Cannondale Sublet Road. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Pacers at the AAC on November 24th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear tonight, 36 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 62. Right now, 56 degrees, a 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Are you guys making fun of me? McClose said, wow, that was really interesting.
No.
I was being sincere.
Yeah, I don't think Clo was.
That was cool. No, that
it was like when somebody tells me a story that I couldn't care less about. I go, that's a great story. Tell it again.
Yeah, no, when you do that, we all know that you're being S-head.
but that was the same kind of vibe I got from Clo. We went into the break. He goes, well, that was a great story.
Well, I just
see, you know, here's the problem. Clo said it nothing like that. You can't help it. It just naturally sounds that way coming out of your head.
It's fun.
No, Chloe was being sincere, as was I.
Why would it be interesting that I did volunteer work when I was a teenager?
That part's not the interesting.
Oh, what was the interesting part?
It was what you did.
What did I do?
The react stuff.
React stuff,
yeah. Because for one, I'd never heard of that, never knew it existed because I didn't grow up with the CB radio craze.
And none of you guys had CBs?
No.
No.
I believe, I think my grandfather or maybe his brother had a CB in their truck.
God, I feel so freaking old where I ask that. None of you guys had CBs?
I remember my grandfather I went to visit him at the trucking lines place he used to work at. I used to climb up in the cab and play with a CB, get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously with the advent of cellular phones, which would have been mid-80s. I think I got my first cell phone in 87. Of course, it was mounted in the car.
Yeah.
And it was the minutes, you just, I don't even know why I got it. I didn't need it. I was working in radio at the time. What do I need a cell phone for? Sometimes I just call, I forget who the original company was. I want to say it was Metrocell or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I call and just talk to the chicks that work there just to be able to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
So anyway, with the advent of cellular phones, CBs died out.
Right. But to me, the interesting thing was I never knew that existed. And that's pretty cool that you were doing volunteer work that was something actually interesting as opposed to other volunteer. Like helping the homeless, that's great, but that's the stuff you always hear about. I never heard of this other stuff.
I'm not even sure how I got into Dallas County React. Maybe it was, you know, actually, you think about all of it, you lump it all together. Maybe it was destined for me to be in radio and work closely with police and fire,
mm-hmm.
because that's kind of what Dallas React was.
That's exactly what you were doing back then.
Well, I didn't know that at the time.
Well, no, you didn't.
I just thought it was cool. I'm 16. I get to, you know, sit at the top of the... See, we were on the 33rd floor, the South and Life building, and the antenna was on the roof. So in the late 70s, Dallas County React, that was the man.
I would imagine. In that big-ass building, high up.
I don't even know which building. It's not South and Life anymore.
I was going to say, which one is that?
I don't know. It's tall.
Okay.
It's got those horizontal lights, white ones, rectangular.
The building?
Yeah, you can see it from... Central.
You don't say. I don't know all the names of the building.
The Sheraton. That's what it is now.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think.
Or not.
But I'd go up. I'd sit there for 6 hours. I'd monitor channel 9. Sometimes there were a lot of things going on. I got a call one weekend. It was when radio signals. Do you know what skip means?
Yeah, well, you know, they'll skip past what their normal range is.
Well, it skips off the atmosphere. And
right.
It's like using the atmosphere as a satellite. Sometimes it would do that. I took a call from a guy with a CB out of Southern California reporting forest fires.
Wow.
So I called California. I forgot who I called. I went, look, I didn't just want to ignore this because you couldn't, there wasn't like there was caller ID with CB radios where you could tell where they were.
Yeah.
I got this call of a forest fire. I'm in Dallas County. If you want to send somebody out and check, here's where he said it was. And it was.
Nice.
I'm a lifesaver man.
Apparently, yeah, you are. Oh, you know what? Actually, in addition to you being sort of, you know, predestined as far as radio and working with, you know, first responders, it also was a precursor to your 911 calls. Look at you. You're calling emergency numbers.
I still think you're dicking around with me.
I'm not. It was interesting. It was something I never heard of before.
Okay.
I mean, anyone can say, oh, yeah, I went to a soup kitchen.
That's just, as if I didn't have enough to do, because then I started working at a couple of jobs, and I still did the React thing. And obviously, I didn't want to go home.
I guess not.
All right. Done talking about me. I've never brought this up before because who wants to go, hey, well, yeah, volunteer work all the time.
It's interesting to know about you. It's something I didn't know.
Yeah. Really? Seriously? No kidding. Damn it.
All right, close, stop. Now I'm starting to question you.
How can I say this?
Man, I'm trying to sell this as sincerely as I can.
No, tell me more.
That's a great story. I'm glad that you're killing another segment with it. Ooh, CB Radio. Look at you, cutting edge.
I don't care what I say. Don't ever shut up. Keep talking.
No, really.
You're not talking.
Okay. Any other questions about my childhood? That really... Normally, I don't think about my age unless there's a joke to go along with it. That's just depressing. Yeah, man, I was 16, 17, working in Dallas County React Central with a signal that covers more than 1190 does. And they had one of those big silver microphones. It wasn't just the handheld.
Okay.
It's like a desktop microphone where you grab the side of it.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
And it just, that boomed across North Texas. When we keyed up, you freaking knew it, Jack. You could tell just by the click of grabbing that steel microphone. Oh, hell. Everybody shut up. That's Dallas County React.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell it again?
If you want to. And it's not really that old. It's not like people don't know what CB is.
Well, you guys,
we've all been to museums.
Yeah. I had to turn the mics off for this.
I think the FCC would let you slide on that one.
I don't know. The host, they were making fun of him being old, and he just lost his mind and said, F you, Dan.
And then he gutted them all.
You always notice how I get the Gary Coleman face when I do it.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know, what you talking about, Willis, it's F you, Dan.
That's exactly what it is.
Man, I'm going to lose both shows if I don't shut up. Okay. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Guy on line one is calling about your time working in Greenville.
I don't want to talk to him.
If you want, there's somebody else on hold calling about CB radio.
I don't want to talk about that. We've covered it. Unless you guys want to... Can't we talk about something newer? Commodore 64s? Pong? Laserdisc? Anything? Is that old man talking about his childhood again? Remembers when gas was a quarter. Can we do news?
We can.
All right.
Of course, now it's going to be old news.
I like it better. No time check. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ.
Or look at the clock. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ.
Today, insert your call letters here.
And we will. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. Birthdays today. Damon Wayans Jr. is 32. So that's something else to make us all feel old. Nassim Pedrad is 33. She's the one that left Saturday Night Live to be on the new hit sitcom Mulaney. Sorry, boss.
You waited.
I waited.
You waited until I got... You saw the can, the Dr. Pepper can. A-ho.
Did it get in your nose?
Yeah.
All right, good.
More out my nose and down my throat. Sound bites.
Yeah. Owen Wilson turns 46. Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett is 52. Kevin Nealon, 61. Dennis Haskins, best known as Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell, is 64. Jameson Parker.
He was also in the Seth MacFarlane's new movie, 99.
A Million.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes, that's right.
You've seen it by now, Chloe?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He had the unfortunate run-in with the bull.
Yeah.
And you just knew something was going to happen because they went from close up to wide.
The wide shot because you know somebody's going to burst into flames, something's going to explode, or somebody's going to fall down really hard and really fast.
Yeah.
Somebody always dies at the fair. Are there more birthdays?
There are. Jameson Parker from Simon and Simon turned 67.
He was the blonde.
Yeah, he played AJ. And Linda Evans turned 72 today. Saying Adrian Peterson has shown no meaningful remorse for injuring his young son, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended the Minnesota Vikings star without pay for at least the remainder of the 2014 season. That happened this morning for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The NFLPA quickly announced it would appeal the decision and demand a neutral arbitrator to hear the appeal, accusing an unnamed league executive of telling Peterson his 9 weeks on the exempt list would be considered time served.
What, weren't his charges dropped?
Yeah, I forget the exact disposition of the case, but yeah, the things were going to be dropped, and it was all settled in the courts.
Okay, so the charges weren't dropped. It was going to be something like... What do they call it when do you...
Deferred.
Yeah, deferred adjudication.
I think it was similar to that. I don't know why I'm brain farting what the exact disposition was.
Keep reading that and I'll... What's his name?
Adrian Peterson.
All right, go ahead.
NFL spokesman Greg Aiello said Peterson's time on paid leave was taken into account, but cited the aggravating circumstances laid out in Goodell's letter to Peterson as explanation for the extended discipline. If the suspension stands, the soonest Peterson would be considered for reinstatement is April 15th of next year. Goodell said in a letter notifying the MVP of the decision, laid out basics of a counseling and treatment program, including a mandatory meeting by December 1st with a league-appointed psychiatrist. In case you're curious, a six-game unpaid suspension would cost Peterson just over $4 million in base salary.
Okay, I'm looking at... The wiki thing, because I can't find the story.
That's fine.
Peterson was indicted on September 11th, 2014, by a Montgomery County, Texas grand jury on charges of reckless or negligent injury to a child that occurred on May 18th, 2014. He's accused of beating his 4-year-old son with a tree branch, causing severe welts, bleeding. We know that. In their initial response, the Vikings deactivated Peterson for a single game, but it doesn't give the disposition.
That's really odd for a wiki entry. They usually have that stuff.
Yeah, there's always somebody all over.
That's usually done within minutes.
Okay. But because he showed no remorse?
Yeah, the aggravating circumstances involved the age of the child, the repetitive use of a switch that is the functional equivalent of a weapon, particularly in the hands of someone with strength of an accomplished professional athlete, and Peterson's lack of remorse. When indicted, you acknowledged what you did, but said that you would not eliminate whooping my kids and defended your conduct in numerous published text messages to the child's mother. You also said that you felt very confident with my actions being Peterson's, because I know my intent. These comments raise the serious concern that you do not fully appreciate the seriousness of your conduct, or even worse, that you may feel free to engage in similar conduct in the future.
If I had internet available to me, here's a story 22 hours ago. Adrian Peterson appeals hearing concludes Monday. And that was from November 17th. Okay, this is probably just the football thing and not the criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm going to edit this part of the show out, too.
Peterson's mandatory meeting by December 1st is supposed to be with a league-appointed psychiatrist. But, I mean, you already have the NFLPA all over this, saying this is, again, an overreaching action by Goodell, and they're going to stand by him. They're going to fight him.
What I don't get is, first of all, I think he went overboard. I do believe in corporal punishment,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, more than your hand, if you're using a stick or something, then you're losing. You really have no idea how much pain you're dispersing.
Yeah,
you're dispensing.
You've now, in order to try to enforce discipline, you've lost your own.
So, yeah, I'm okay with spanking if it's just a couple of swats. And it depends on what they did. If it's something life-threatening and you're my kid, yeah, you're going to get a pretty good one. Not a beating to the point where, like my mom, who just got so dizzy from beating me, she had to sit down for a couple of minutes.
Right.
I think, thank God it's over. It's not over.
It's halftime. Your mom's in there getting orange slices.
This is a... Yeah. Oh, my blood sugar's low. You damn kids. Suck all the sugar out of my blood. Man, I got to do a seventh beating stretch.
Wait, someone get out here to sing God Bless America.
Yeah. I always could tell when I was going to get a whipping because Ray Charles would start singing. I have no idea where I was going with this. Beatings, corporal
mom,
punishment.
Take a break.
Was he arrested for this?
He turned himself in on it just when the charges came down because he was, I think it was like an indictment thing.
Hang on. Alpic guy on line one knows?
Yes, he does.
All right. Yes, Michael.
Yes, sir, boss. Adrian Peterson pled no contest. So I guess that's my understanding is he's pled to a lesser charge.
No contest is, well, it depends on what they offered. I don't know. Was it still child?
It's not pleading innocent, so I guess in the eyes of the league, which is, you know, ridiculous anyway, they're saying that he's still guilty.
Oh, I got that. But what okay, but what is the question I'm trying to ask?
Do you know what he has to do?
Never mind.
Okay. I think what
it
you said
sounds
was
like
right.
It was deferred.
Right. Some type of probation deal.
And, you know, you got people on both sides. Well, you know, he was just disciplining his child. Everybody does that. All right? Change it around like this. What if he had done that exact same whipping to his wife? Is there a gray area now?
Mm-mm.
A human being still got beat pretty badly. I didn't like it as a kid. I don't know what long-term effects it had on me, or still has.
I can think of one if you want me to go so deep.
All right, get on it.
Because I've wondered this, coming from a similar background, worrying about having your own child because you might worry about losing your own temper with that child, and then that child looks at you the way you looked at your parent.
You know what he said?
You're afraid to have a kid because you're afraid you'd beat the hell out of it.
No.
Okay.
I just don't like sharing stuff, and I like being responsible.
And that's fine.
If I had kids, you know they're going to want to play with my stuff. Can we go sit in the Batmobile? No. How'd you get out of your cage?
That's daddy's car.
Aren't you supposed to be on a runner in the backyard? How'd you get off your tether? I never thought I would make a good father, so that's why I never had kids.
Yep.
But again, my animals will piss me off to the nth degree. And I won't spank them.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've swatted either one of them is if they got in a fight over food and they started hurting each other.
Yeah. Then you just got to do it. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what type of effect it had on me. I know I never made the same mistake twice, so I must have been a retarded kid because I got a lot of whippings. And it obviously was for a bunch of different things.
Yes.
Crossing the street without looking.
Mm-mm.
Only did that once.
To the point, you know what actually is ironic about that you could have been run over by a car and learned the same lesson and would have preferred that over the countless beatings you got from your mother.
But I only got one whipping for that. That's what I said. I must have been a profound idiot because I never got a whipping for the same thing twice. One whipping, lesson learned. What will I do today?
What you wake up immediately afraid. What lesson am I going to be forced to learn today?
Maybe if I just lay, if I lay in bed and don't move, I can't really screw up.
What are you still doing in bed?
I was wrong.
It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you don't do.
But it's just odd because I've seen online. Alpha, you sent me a link and Yahoo whatever crashed. I really am. I'm not kidding. I'm going to shoot this computer.
Maybe
if I do it, I'm going to do it on the air.
I know. Let's try a different browser.
This wasn't a browser. Alfie sent me an IM. And I went to click on the link, and it just closed.
Oh.
This computer is a real prick. What was the link you sent me?
It was to Wiki. Peterson pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge of recklessly assaulting his 4-year-old son, and he was put on probation, fined $4,000, and has to do 80 hours of community service.
Okay.
So is it deferred?
Doesn't sound like it just sounds like it's regular probation.
Exactly.
So had he shown remorse, anyway, the gray area is no longer there had that been a woman.
Yes. And it's also
But I don't know why it's different because it's a child.
Because those of us that were raised, and most of it's going to be here in the good old South, is that's how a lot of us grew up. We don't see it as that bad. We also know that there are instances in our lives where our parents beat us that they would even admit that they took a little too far once or twice.
Oh, my mother never did.
No.
We had her on the show one time. You're making all that up. I am not. You want to keep that Cadillac I bought you? I wonder if that's more of a Southern thing.
That's
because Adrian Peterson is from the South.
He's from Texas. And that was one thing after all this happened. Charles Barkley, who's always got an opinion, and he said, look, that's how we get raised in the South. Whereas the Yankees saw it as, I can't believe you'd do that to a child.
Well, our kids need to learn. Well, can't you talk to him? Try talking to him. Kid's an idiot. So I took my belt, wrapped around a Bible, and I beat it with him. And that's where that term comes from.
Screw it. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:32, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Only a couple incidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Northside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Heritage Trace. It's about a half-hour delay through it. And in North Richland Hills, westbound north of Bay 20 right at Boulevard 26. Got an accident. It's blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear.
Who voices this Yahoo spot?
You know, I don't even know that voice does not sound familiar.
It was the first time I made fun of one of the advertisers, not the advertiser, but who was voicing it. Turned out to be Ryan Seacrest.
Oops.
Is this guy that sounds like he's got things shoved up his nose?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, go ahead.
Yahoo Live. Tonight, clear and 36. Tomorrow, sunny and 62. Right now, 55. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Okay, looking for something fun to do tonight or any night? Yahoo's partnered with Live Nation to stream a new live concert for free every night for a year. Watch the hottest names like Nickelback, Vance Joy, and the Pretty Reckless, and discover bands and artists that are about to blow up, all at yahoo.com/live.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
While you were out of the studio, Dan, Chloe asked me something actually I've never thought of before. It's pretty deep for Chloe. He said, what do you think you'd have to stop doing to get into heaven, since I know I'm not going.
All right, we'll leave that argument for a different day. Okay.
Obviously, I have to stop looking at porn. Because I could stop doing whatever it is I'm doing that's considered to be a sin, ask for forgiveness, and me and God are square, right? Is that the way it works?
Depending on your religion, but sure. But real quick, just so I know, when you say you have to give up porn now before you die to get to heaven, or you have to give up porn when you get to heaven to get entry?
No, now.
Okay.
I have to stop now, whatever.
Gotcha.
Live my life sin free.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, do you know? If I give up everything and ask for forgiveness, meet God in square?
As far as I know, that's the one big loophole. You say, I accept Jesus into my heart.
Well, I already got the Jesus in my heart.
Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, and then stop doing whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, but the loophole kind of goes that you can do that on your deathbed.
Yeah, but you don't know when you're going to die. Not everybody gets to die on a deathbed and goes, oh, I got time to go ahead and give up all my sins, even though I'm paralyzed.
Yeah. I've given up porn.
I think God's going to go back and review it. And go, No.
Review it?
So I'd have to stop looking at porn. I'd have to stop getting wives.
Mm-hmm.
Even though technically I'm not the adulterer.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
God's
the ones that are married. I'm not married.
But the Bible's pretty clear on that. You're an adulterer if you're having sex with anyone that is not your wife.
It's covered up a bunch of different ways. I'm coveting my neighbor's wife.
Well, yeah, you're doing that.
Which is why I don't screw anybody in my development. If they're outside my development, they're not my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
What about that, guys?
But as far as the Bible goes, I have to stop screwing wives
that
aren't mine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what else I do that would keep me out of heaven. I haven't killed anybody. The only illegal thing I do every day is speed. I don't steal.
It all depends on what you think are offenses that would keep you out of heaven. Because we all know the Ten Commandments. But beyond that, would excessive drinking be it? Because there are some segments,
The Bible says something about excessive drinking?
No, but I mean some Southern Baptist churches or groups. Are
screw the churches. I'm talking about the Bible. Pick one, church or the Bible.
It's the same thing.
No, they don't all sync up because you've got all these different sects of religion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, the Tangerines. No.
Huh?
Mezzanines.
Mennonites?
Isn't that a sleep aid? Nazarene?
Church of the Nazarene?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Seventh-day Adventists?
Well, that's where I was going. I couldn't think of it. Tangerine, mezzanine. It was something like that. I'm just saying, going by the Ten Commandments, what would I do?
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I think lusting for other women as much as I do, that's going to keep me out of heaven.
I don't think that one.
Because I can't. I'm going to do it all the time.
I know.
And you can't ask for forgiveness every time because sooner or later, God's going to go, all right. That, I'm going to kill him now.
Yeah, but see, to me, that one's not fair. I think ultimately God would know because he designed us. He made you.
I get it, but that's not going to get you out.
No, but he knows it's
hey,
a struggle.
Hey, I'm a product of you. You made me. Made me in your own image. Everything I do is based on, he's not going to do that. He's not going to go, oh, yeah, whoa, my bad. All right, come on in.
Well, he should say, you know what, you're right. I stacked the deck against you. I shot you full of testosterone and told you, don't use it.
But now, as you get older, you're getting testosterone shots from somebody else. So about the time that you're under control, you lose your mind again.
That might be something else that he would take issue with.
Who knows? Anything I do that anybody perceives as good, I'm not doing it to get into heaven because I know I'm not going. I'm not. I'm not giving up porn. But as far as the rest of the commandments, you know, coveting the wife, all right, whatever. I don't know if that's one of them, but I know you're not supposed to.
Yeah, right.
I say, you know, when I screw something up, I say, gee, damn it. I won't say it on the air because to me that's more offensive, that word, than the F word.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I do, but I'm not changing. I'm gonna live my life, and anything that's perceived as good, fine. I'm not doing it to get points.
Unfortunately, it can feel that way, though.
Line two?
Yep. He says he's a local pastor.
Yes, Donnie.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
All right. So here's the deal, man. I love the fact that you're using the Bible, not church, as the rule as to how you can get into heaven. But the fact of the matter is Jesus said no one can be good enough to get into the heaven. He came in and he added to the Old Testament. He added to the Ten Commandments, if you will. And he said things like, you've heard it said this, but I tell you this. So he actually added to the Old Testament law and made life more difficult as far as, like, quote unquote, getting into heaven.
I have no idea what you just told me. Because if Jesus said nobody's good enough to get into heaven, why is it there?
It's not necessarily that he said no one is good enough to get into heaven. What he was trying to say is that he was the only way to get into heaven. Your good works aren't good enough. It doesn't matter if you stop looking at porn. It doesn't matter if you stop banging other guys' wives. It doesn't matter what you do. Your merit isn't what gets you into heaven. It's through him. It's his grace.
Well, I love the Jesus.
I believe, you know, I go off of what you're saying here, and I think that's absolutely right, but
you've depressed me. That whole family is kind of snooty. God and Jesus.
Well.
Nobody's good enough to get into heaven. Well.
Who says I want on the other side of that velvet rope?
That's the other thing with the Bible is, first of all, it's been translated so many different times. You don't really know. The whole thing could be a hose job. Some guy started, hey, let's write this and say that God Almighty, these are his words, mm-hmm. and see if it goes viral.
Woo, did it ever.
Yeah.
But there's so many different things in there because the Bible just plays God off as this egotistical guy that just sits in heaven. All right, you can honor me.
Mm-hmm.
You can praise me.
Yeah.
You will have no... It's almost... I know this is blaspheme. It's almost like having a high-maintenance girlfriend. You will have no other gods. It's like when Diane told me, I don't like you having other friends.
Wow.
How come you weren't in church Sunday? Were you at another god's church? Praise me, no other gods, no false whatever.
False idols.
Yeah.
Confessions? Tell me, like, if in order
to get... Why do I got to confess? You're supposed to know everything.
Yeah, but it's...
I think somebody's been lying to somebody.
That's
either
where
you know everything or you don't. Why do I have to actually confess? Because you already know. Why can't I just say I'm sorry? And why do I have to say that? Because if I'm already sorry, you should know that.
Because I have to know that you're sorry. You have to tell me.
I'm sorry.
That shows that you truly are sorrowful for your sins.
Why not go in this little box? What if you can't hear me?
Yeah. Why am I telling this guy? The whole thing is squirrely. Because you could just say, I'm sorry for whatever I've done. And if you're not sincere, he's going to know.
But I think God
because he already knows what's in your heart.
But God wants you, like a high-maintenance girlfriend, he wants you to list in all the ways you were wrong.
Uh-uh.
That way you don't just casually skip over a couple that you think he didn't notice.
My thinking is maybe he doesn't really know what's in our hearts, mm-hmm. and he's tricking us to confess to things that he didn't know about.
Yeah. God has in essence said.
This is the stupidest show I believe it's ever been broadcast.
No,
I'm surprised.
No, it's not.
You did what?
No. I know it's not because we've listened to the Shifty Gears program.
Okay, that was ugly.
That was good, stupid.
I'm just, it doesn't make any difference. I believe in God. There's no reason to. No, there's no, nothing tangible.
Well, other people would say, yes, there is. You're here, I'm here, the planet is here, you know, the sky, the sun, all these things. God made it all.
How do we know that? How do we know it just wasn't some construction company here? Maybe not Jehovah. Maybe it was Big and Little Enos Burdett.
Oh, God. Where is this going?
Alfie, what do you got on hold? Because I really need to get off of this.
People calling about you sinning.
What about... Which line do I want?
I'd go with line five.
The seven deadly?
Yep.
I don't know that I do those.
I have a biblical passage pulled up that are...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says that there are seven things that are an abomination unto God.
All right, so I don't need to talk to this guy.
No, if you don't want to.
All right, bye, Alex. Go ahead.
One is a proud look. A
vain, being vain.
Yeah.
Now I'm not... I don't even like looking in the mirror to shave, so I'm not vain.
A lying tongue.
Yeah, I lie. I'm a good liar. I'm the best. I take pride in it. I love getting in an argument and start lying.
Oh, my God. You've got a problem.
It's not a problem. Who gets into an argument to lose?
Yeah. I play to win.
That's the whole idea of an argument is so you win. Even in a relationship, if I start losing, I start lying. That's like my own Ricky Bobby mantra. If I start losing, I start lying. Okay, so second one's lying. What's three?
Three is hands that shed innocent blood. You're cool there.
I've never killed anybody.
Yeah. Four is a heart that devises wicked plots.
Yeah.
I think wicked. Wicked is, that's a broad definition. Wicked is good. It covers stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Killing somebody, planning different things. My definition of wicked for me is just irritating people. And that's not really bad.
Mm-hmm. Again, open to interpretation.
Alfie, what does it say about wicked?
Wicked's not bad, though. The next one might get you.
All right.
Feet that are swift to run onto mischief.
Well, doesn't that go with wicked?
Kind of, but it's a little lighter wicked. Just mischief.
Like a scamp.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to tiptoe over to these people that murdered them.
I'm going to murder them, then I'm going to knock on their door and run off.
It's a mischievous crime.
Feet. Well, what do I do that, why does that one get me?
Because you always say you're a scamp.
I'm a scamp.
Mm-hmm.
But it's playful. It's without malice. Trust me, there are plenty of people on my S list. If I really was malicious, I'd be all over them all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I don't just mean verbally. So I think I'm good so far, except for the line.
What else you got, Alfie?
Number seven is a deceitful witness that uttereth lies.
Huh? Did we already cover that?
Yeah, but basically bearing witness.
Right.
Bearing false witness.
Exactly.
Oh.
And number seven is him that soweth discord among brethren.
I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
I don't think it's a sin if I don't know what it means.
Let's figure this out. I'm going to say that's like you're an S talker.
Is that what it is?
Gossip.
Yeah, any sort of general discord amongst your peers.
I don't gossip. Anything I say is the truth.
Well, going back to what you said before, but I'm the best liar there is.
I am.
See, there you go.
Well, you don't know.
It doesn't have to be just gossip, though. It could just be...
I'm that good.
There are times I don't even know if I'm lying. That's the best.
That truly is. It could be like just the general discord thing. It could be like you telling Chloe that Alfie is not, or no, you telling Alfie Chloe is not properly taking care of his records. Knowing that's going to leave to...
I don't do that off the air. I do it. That's entertainment purposes. And I believe if it's all of those seven deadly sins should all say except for entertainment purposes.
I'm not sure if God's going to let you slide with the on-air light. If it happened when I was on the air, it's okay.
Where did the seven deadly sins come from?
The seven deadly sins are kind of part of that Bible passage I just read.
Well,
but for the most part, they're just based on other Christian writings, and they're the wrath, greed, sloth, pride, lust, envy, and gluttony.
What is sloth?
Laziness.
Well, I'm not lazy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there are too many rules. I don't think I'm getting into heaven. I can't understand the rules. It gets too weird.
Yeah, and what if you were just never told these rules? You just somehow dodged them all your life.
Well,
what would you do?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as a law. Ignorance of God's law and ignorance of man's law. It's no excuse.
Right.
I'm not going to heaven. I don't care. I'm not going to start doing bad stuff just because I'm not going. Help people when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore them when I can. Fucking help animals, fine, but I'm not giving up porn.
Mm-mm.
Ever. Man, I wonder if heaven's full of porn. That's your reward.
That's
look at this. Broadband internet.
Wouldn't it be better if heaven was filled with acting out the porn?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Or whatever.
See, porn's unlimited. You have anything you want right before your eyes. To me, hell would be no porn. If I'm going to my heavenly rewards, then there would be porn there.
Okay.
Lots of it.
Okay.
And gigabit speed.
That's heaven. Why do you have to limit yourself?
Just I'm thinking in man's terms.
Fair enough.
Would you like to go to heaven? Live by God's word? Free Wi-Fi?
That convincing nod.
Here are all the things that await you in heaven if you live by God's word.
You'd be
and I mean free Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Broadband. 1,000G speed.
The heaven superhighway.
Zero buffering.
Free robo bars where you get all the drinks you want. Just like a Club Med. Only in heaven with wings. Oh, wings thing sucks.
Well, maybe you don't have to have them.
I think you have to.
We don't know that.
Man, this is going absolutely nowhere.
Well, it's all.
If this show was a car, somebody took the steering wheel out about 2 hours ago.
Oh, but no, I wouldn't say 2 hours ago, but I'd say 20 minutes ago, Toots just took the wheel.
This has been a long cliff. Okay.
Because there was God, then he had his angels, and then he created.
I don't care. I'm not getting wings. I'm not going to heaven. I'm not drinking Red Bull. Leave me alone. I don't even know how this is Close's fault, because he's the one that asked me during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Talk.
All right. Police closed the Central Expressway in Dallas early this morning after a man fell from an overpass. Happened around 4:30 a.m. in the northbound lanes of the highway at Fitzhugh. Witnesses said the man was hanging off the side of the bridge. Police found him, tried to pull him up, but he slipped from their grasp. The man fell about 20 feet onto the highway. He survived, but he was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
What was he doing on the overpass?
I don't know yet. Still don't know. But he was clinging to the side of it. So it didn't seem like it was something that he intended to do.
And where was this?
This was on 75 and Fitzhugh.
Dallas.
Yeah, just north of downtown.
No broken down car or none of that's in the story. He says police show up. There's this guy hanging off the overpass.
Yeah, and I checked back earlier today to see if there was any kind of an update, but I hadn't seen one. So I'm really curious to find out why this guy was dangling off the overpass.
But he didn't die.
He did not die. He did fall about 20 feet, and they said he had serious injuries. I mean, you fall 20 feet, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, had that guy been in a Seth MacFarlane movie, he would have died. And not from the fall.
No, you're right.
Get up, dust yourself off, then all of a sudden, an American harvester kills you.
Yeah, no, this is one of those things where it's like, especially as a fall from 20 feet, you have time to think about how much it's going to hurt when you hit.
That's why I never picked that way. That is suicide.
Mm-mm.
You got plenty of time to reflect, like people jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Plenty of time to think. You know, if I had stopped doing that, I wouldn't be so morose.
Yeah, that's where you get clarity, is about halfway down.
I'd have to pick something where I can't change my mind. Just now, go. Gunshot, can't do it. I wouldn't be able to pull it. It's like hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. I can't do it.
Right.
Gun, not a chance.
It's like there was I meant to look it up. There was, you occasionally hear stories about people setting themselves on fire. Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think people realize how painful that's what that fad on the internet of setting yourself on fire with lighter fluid and immediately dousing yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever they're using.
Oh, the rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. You have no idea how painful. Just thinking about, I think when you've touched the stove, doesn't hurt immediately, but then give it a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that pain is like you got to stick. First time I burnt myself, I keep sticking my fingers in ice water.
Right.
Just to get around the pain. So they don't know if this guy was, they don't think he was trying to commit suicide because he was asking for help.
I don't know if he was asking for it, but he was holding on to the bridge. So you would think.
Well, if you're committing suicide, you don't hold on to the bridge, you let go and you die.
Exactly.
And then you wait for the American Harvester.
Right.
Or any other big rig. I know about big rigs now because I'm shifty gears.
Yes, you do.
And I'm not doing that show again.
Why not?
I got not a lot of emails, but enough.
See?
Man, you got to do this on a regular basis. There ain't no good overnight trucking shows. I'm not staying up overnight to entertain your redneck ass. If I did it, I'd record it and just let it run overnight.
I'm sure they'd be happy with that.
Even say that. Just bring it up. This show is recorded because I am not staying up overnight for your redneck ass. Here's Buck Owens.
And I think they would appreciate that. Yeah. It's honesty.
They get enough honesty out of this show.
Well, yeah, but this is different.
I know. They want to listen to country music. I need something to keep me awake. I do drugs. Don't depend on me to keep you awake.
It's not legal for them to do drugs.
I don't care. You're the one that picked a job long hauling. Plus on 1190 at night, after about 18 feet, you're out of range.
But does it matter? Because all the truckers have the technology where they can listen through iHeart.
They don't know what that is.
Yes, they do.
Cellular phone?
Yes, they know what that is as well.
I don't know what that is. Probably causes cancer. I read that someplace.
Well, no.
I got my CB.
Maybe.
And I got my AM radio. That's it. I don't know.
You got too far into the character.
But no, I'm not doing the shifty gears thing again.
Whatever. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I got to start dating somebody. I can't keep coming up here getting drunk and doing trucking shows. The whole thing's embarrassing. And talking about it, that's not bad enough. That's going to be rebroadcast on another station in the morning.
I think you had fun doing it.
It was fun at the time. I was drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, I need sponsors. Hey, the Taurus Truck Stop. The chick running, her name will be Clee. Mama Clee Taurus. Okay, got that. I got a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Now I need a charity. Okay, I got that. I got house for the blind.
It really had it all.
Yeah.
It's well-rounded. It's quite proud of it.
Music, production, pure disdain for the format. It's what radio's meant to be.
It's the Shifted Gear Show. Hating what he plays. There's my slogan.
Make for a good billboard.
Oh, shut up.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
505, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Starting off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Northside Drive. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up all the way back to Heritage Trace. Still nearly a half-hour delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to I-30. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back to Lunar Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight's low 36, tomorrow's high 62 with plenty of sunshine. Right now, put that away, Russ. It's 55 degrees and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. 22-year-old Justin Sartin of Arizona, specifically the Santan Valley of Arizona, wanted to hang out with some questionable guys on Thursday night. So he started texting his girlfriend that he'd been kidnapped. She told his mom, who then called the police, and they launched an all-out manhunt for him. Eventually, they found him at a Walmart with three guys. At first, he said he had been kidnapped, but he couldn't keep his story straight, and eventually admitted he'd gone with them voluntarily, and they gave him money to buy them cell phones. None of that really added up, but it feels like a bunch of guys were up to no good. They just don't know what. Justin was arrested for falsely reporting a kidnapping.
He didn't call the police. His girlfriend did.
I know. Actually, his girlfriend's, or Justin's mom called the police.
All right. So it's illegal to tell someone you've been kidnapped?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, his initial problem is he's a pussy. Mm-hmm. He wanted to hang out with his buddies, but didn't want to tell his girlfriend.
Right.
Number two, he's an idiot for coming up with a kidnapping thing. How old is he?
He is 22.
Okay. Old enough.
Yeah.
Not like he's six.
No.
Hey, been kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to school. You know, how did he tell his girlfriend he was kidnapped?
He sent her a text.
Okay. Why wouldn't he send the police a text or call 911? Didn't think that through either.
Nope.
Going back to number two, where I said he's an idiot. But it all stems from having no spine and going, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And I want you to go. I don't care. Okay. I won't keep her. I'll tell her I was kidnapped. I'll text her. So I won't start giggling in the middle of it. This is just, he's an idiot for so many different reasons. You got no spine. You're stupid. You came up with the worst excuse. Say your car broke down. Whatever. Or, I don't know. I always have a backup story.
Just something to throw her off, if you decide to go that route.
Well, you don't want to do the car thing. Well, I'll come get you. Nah, well, somebody's running the way. Just come up with something where she can't. I'm going out with my friends. I could have lied to you. I could have said I was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done a lot of things, but you mean too much to me for me to lie to you. So I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, why can't I go?
You can't go because it's a guy's night out. And unless you're hiding something, you don't fit in. So you like your friends more than me?
Mm-hmm,
no,
me too.
From time to time, I want to spend an evening with my friend, just like you want to go out with the girls. I don't know what you do, and I never give you any questions. Never give you a hard time.
That's because you don't care.
I care. You bitch.
I care. I ask where you're going, what you're doing. You don't care about me.
You don't care.
I could end up dead in a ditch. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know for days.
I'm sorry, baby. You just put me in my happy place for a second. you don't ask me. Are you ass because you're nosy? You're not asking because you care about me. You want to know what I'm up to.
I do want to know what you're up to.
Diane was the worst with these arguments. Chick I dated in the 80s.
Right. What would she say?
Well, first of all, that's
like
where
on a night you wanted to go out with your buddies.
That's where the phrase came from. I don't like you having other friends. I didn't make that up.
That is so frightening to me.
But there was one time, my friend from high school, Sean, we were going to go camping. She wanted to go.
I want to go camping.
Well, it's Sean and me. Why can't I go? Because it's Sean and me. Guy's thing. You know, Brokeback Mountain, whatnot.
Yeah, it's a good thing that movie hadn't come out. Otherwise, Diane would have been all over you, even more.
There's just some things you don't need to see.
You know, it's guys. We're roughing it. There's lots of spit.
Spitting in hands, saying I can't quit you, humping in tents, killing rattlesnakes, sitting on cactus, burying Curly, you know.
I think that's the...
I combined too many movies.
Yeah. That's City Slickers.
Okay, now it's Brokeback Slickers. But yeah, those are the arguments. Where are you going? Or how come I can't come? Or, why are you on a diet? You bought a new car and you're on a diet. What's going on? I bought a new car and I'm on a diet.
But what does that mean? What are you trying to do?
You're looking for somebody better than me?
That's right.
I just decided to lose weight and I bought a new car. But why a sports car? Because I don't work in construction. I don't need a truck. I don't have a family, so I don't need a back seat for a baby carrier. I got a car big enough to put your fat ass in. You should be happy.
Is not what you said to her.
I made a mistake of saying fat ass one time. I didn't mean she had a fat ass. It was like lazy ass, but fat came out. Well, you know, if you got your fat ass up off the couch.
Yeah. Oh,
I meant to say lazy.
What happened?
Oh, that was something that she never let go. I could have screwed one of her friends right in front of her, and she would have let that go. But the fat ass thing? Can't. Got to hang on to it. What were we talking about?
This Justin from Arizona.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Who lied to his girlfriend saying, oh my God, I've been kidnapped, in order to hang out with his buddies.
So what is the charge?
He was arrested for falsely reporting a kidnapping. Even though he didn't call the police to do it, he reported it to other people. And
he just texted his girlfriend. She's the one to call the police, or the mom, or whomever.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, Justin could have told the police, no, I was just messing with my girlfriend. This is all a...
We do it all the time. I tell her I get kidnapped all the time.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Man has no control of his life.
He's 22. He probably thinks that that his whole world is her, except when he doesn't want to be around her.
Well, then tell her that. You know what? Most of my world is you. And I like, just so I don't overindulge in you, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. I want to make this relationship last as long as I can. That's how much I love you.
So your idea to make us last is to not see me?
Just for a little while, baby.
You can't stand me.
I can't not... Bitch!
I just want you to love me.
I couldn't decide whether to go with bitch or you, Dan. Yeah, unless you... It's like... If I was ever going to write a book, it would be just storylines. Have these things memorized. Be prepared for these types of arguments because you're going to get hit with these.
Right. I think the title of your book could be, Here's Your Spine.
It's not really a spine. It's just being ready because you could say something that in your mind. Okay, this is poetic. She is going to dig it. You are everything to me. And just so I don't get too much of you, because you can do that. You've heard that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go hang out with my friends, which you think that she's going to love that. But then she turns it on you.
So you don't want to hang out with me. You're choosing them over me.
So you better be ready for that. So if you throw the first one out, you better have something to follow up with. And even I don't have anything right now.
It's because you haven't written it yet.
We both have to be happy for this relationship to work.
You're not happy?
I'm happy.
And you don't love me?
I love you. That's why I'm
fat.
In a relationship. What?
You said I was fat.
No, I haven't said that yet.
If I was skinny, you'd want to be with me all the time.
Oh, you missed the yet part. But
no,
okay.
You said yet.
It's like it's going to happen.
You hate me.
And you know what? You would think this one would work, but it doesn't. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't spend all this time arguing with you about the relationship. I would just leave. That's how much I love you. And you'd think they would grasp part of that. No.
Mm-mm. And I'm not sure why. I know why. It's logic. It's like they have this impenetrable shield. It immediately deflects logic. Logic. Pew, pew, pew. Ricochet everywhere.
My brain is made of logic Kevlar.
Yes. Logic shields at full, Captain.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's why you get a chick, and if you talk back and forth and be honest, and she gets all of it, that's the one you marry.
If I didn't care, I wouldn't still be yelling at you.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I love you.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like you hate me.
You think I look forward to Friday nights and 45 minutes of arguing before I even figure out what's wrong with you, or playing the wheel of what did I do?
You want to hit me, don't you?
No. It's like you come home. Hi, baby. All right, what's with the stare? What did I do? Really? All right.
And around the wheel turns.
Really? You put that on the wheel? It says, you know? Nobody can win this game. The prize could be $1 billion, and the producers would never have to pay off. We just played Wheel of What Did I Do? I spun it, and it says, you know.
You wouldn't need an insurance policy, nothing.
Uh-uh.
Now, that would be a show that I would watch every week tonight on Wheel of What Did You Do? And watch guys talk their way out of it. And guys who haven't done it before, guys new in relationships, not somebody that's done it for a long time, because those guys, they're seasoned. They can get out of anything.
The young guys that don't know any better.
Here's 21-year-old Tommy from Roy City.
Little does he know.
Even though it says on the wheel, you know, he doesn't.
That'd be one of the things as a producer and pitching it to someone. You'd be like, watch this.
Well, what's the theme? Guys having to guess what they did. Oh, yeah. How many can we buy up front? Can we buy 5 years?
I'd like, at least 5 years. Can we go ahead and put this in the Hall of Fame? One of the few game shows where the guy is praying for the bankrupt. Please, God, take my money. I'd rather you take all my money.
There's some trap door that drops me into hell. Set up scenarios. Give it to the chick. Okay. Let's see how he talks his way out of this. And then you give her whatever the scenario is. He didn't pick up his clothes or whatever chicks get pissed off about.
Why didn't you take out the trash?
Trash can wasn't full.
It smelled bad, though. You can't smell. Does your nose not work? You can smell the trash when you walk by it.
Hey, you better be happy my nose don't work, or I wouldn't eat that nasty snatch of yours. Look, they just add $200 to my account.
All right, he did well in the first round, Gene. Let's see how he does in round two.
And he has to explain why he has friends. Oh, man, that should be like the bonus round or something. I should get extra cash for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to have to be a show on cable, too.
It's going to be language.
I actually like that name, Wheel of What Did I Do? And it always ends on, or lands on, you know.
And you don't even need a stage. You actually just take over some guy's house. So Friday, it's every...
No. No, you need a game show stage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking you could just open the door.
It needs to look like The Price is Right. It's got to be have all the lights and everything.
Okay.
And then this big board, you know, when he gets... When he buys time in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he says, well, you know, I did it because I love you. Well, so if it makes her think for a few seconds, $200 on the board. He bought himself some time. Every time you buy yourself a few seconds, you get money. Anytime you go, woo, you lose that cash.
It's got to be quick.
And I don't know why I keep pointing up like there's really a big board over here.
Not only are you wondering why you're doing it, I'm wondering why I didn't point out that you're pointing at nothing.
I wonder if people listening to the show going, are they doing a radio show or are they brainstorming for a radio show? I can't tell. It's too confusing. It sounds so haphazard and unkempt. It's like I'm listening to people talking I'm not supposed to be able to hear them.
Yeah, that's
maybe I should call them and tell them that.
You know we can hear you, yeah?
Yeah, we're aware.
And all this started with a 22-year-old idiot thinking, I was kidnapped. I forget. Did it say where he really went?
He went to Walmart with these guys. It's some story about him buying them phones. I don't know what.
Well, that's what he lied about to the police.
Right.
I was.
So we don't.
What would it didn't say what he really was doing.
No.
Oh.
It might have been. It could be any number of things that this guy just wanted to have a night out with his buddies, whatever it was.
JD used to have to go through that all the time with, what was the on-air name?
Joy.
Joy.
Oh, yeah.
We stopped by, I forget where it was. Some place.
Oh, it was a restaurant in Irving, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the place. Stopped there. He was on the phone for at least 20 minutes explaining why he wanted to stop there. We're not doing anything. We're just getting drinks. We're talking. Well, you can't drive to Fort Worth to see me? Buddy, you better get a hold of this one quick.
Uh-oh.
I know you say you put your foot down, but you must be standing over a well. Somebody's foot ain't making contact with the ground.
That's why if you're in that situation, you're afraid to put your foot down. You know you're not going to get it back.
If the relationship is strong enough, you can have, it's okay to have arguments. You don't want somebody that's exactly like you. You want to grow a little bit, but you know what? This opposites attract. That one's bullshit.
Yeah. That's
exactly what I want. I want somebody, I don't want to date a guy.
I guess if that was true, that would be your ultimate opposite is another straight guy.
What?
Never mind. I misunderstood what you said. Don't worry about it. Forget
me.
Well,
opposite to track. What I'm saying is you don't want a chick that just we have to watch the Notebook.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch that, and then the Joy Luck Club, and then anything with Bette Midler that's long. Beaches or whatever it's called. Isn't that a chick flick?
You hit it.
You don't want that. It's like at least with Mandy, still damn her. But at least with her, she likes stuff. I didn't start watching Boston Legal until she said, hey, you might like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just a TV show. It wasn't one of those.
But it was still one of those likes, things that we had in common. She just liked to watch and do and get everything for free. If I could get away with that, I would have liked it.
I'm sure.
Just to be a human leech.
A lot of people function in their lives that way, and they're fine with it.
But my point is, the opposites, no.
Yeah, that's cute for about a month.
Yeah, if you could fake it that long. Because in the beginning, it's like, okay, this chick's really hot, and she's letting me bang her. So, okay, I'm going to keep up this fake wall. Okay, I can do it for 3 weeks. And you convince yourself. Okay, I'm going to be this extra nice guy all the time, and she's going to think I'm perfect. I'm going to let her fall in love with me, and I'll go back to being a dick.
That sounds great.
But at a certain point, you just lose it.
Yeah, because you've been bottling it up for so long.
And it's not like, when you're with her, it's like there's one chick I dated. I was never nice enough to anybody. Wait staff. People at the grocery store, whatever. And off the air, on the air. I'm not ugly to people in person.
No.
Just not. Especially wait staff. I know what they go through. I don't think they knew that you were kidding. Yeah, I think they did. Regardless of what I said, they'd smile, I'd smile, and it was all understood, and then an argument would ensue. Well, that was, I think you were being rude to them. No, we were kidding around. You were too stupid to figure it out. I don't care how hot you are.
Oh, you called me stupid.
I called you hot, too. The two cancel out. Hot and stupid.
No.
It's like Chinese food, only not.
Wait.
Sweet and sour, hot and stupid.
Okay. You think I'm hot?
Yes.
Oh, you're so sweet.
See? Now, I wasn't ugly to that person. They got it. You're just too stupid to understand.
Stupid. You called me stupid.
I also called you hot.
Oh, you called me hot. You're so sweet.
I love attractive chicks with ADD.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Now you can take him to work.
Okay, who moved my desk?
The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
5:32, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at the tollway.
And a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up all the way back from Lunar Road. Also in Dallas. Excuse me. Southbound on the tollway right at 635. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the Beltline. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop 820 right at Saginaw Main Street. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 199. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles. Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Tonight, clear skies, 36 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 62. Right now, 55 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What was the last story?
It was the 22-year-old who told his girlfriend he was kidnapped so he could hang out with his buddies.
Yeah, that one went in too many different directions.
What does that mean?
It's still all accurate, though. Had you just been a man and stood up and said, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. I'm your friend. You're my best friend. But for you to be my best friend, I have to have other friends.
That sounds like a BS line you heard from that idiot on the radio.
Okay, well, I have to think about how I follow this one up. I just can't abandon. They depend on me for stuff. I can't. I what? Bitch.
You're actually going down a decent path where you could have said, you know, well, they depend on me and, you know, Chloe, he needs my help with something.
Well,
he's going through a tough time.
I depend on you, too.
I do. I need so much from you.
But one of us is playing the chick, and I got the chick now. You play the other side.
I don't want to. I don't like this side.
I don't want to play the chick. It's too hard.
It's bad.
Yeah, you can get it. Well, you know what? Chloe's going through a rough time. He just had a breakup. Well, that's his own fault. Why should I have to suffer? We can't be together, and you go hang out with Chloe. I'm there to console him. I'm his friend. But you're my best friend. Now, as my best friend, wouldn't you want me to go and help Chloe out? No, why don't you just stay with me, bitch?
Yeah, selfish.
Yeah, no. Bitches, damn it.
It's
sitting there talking. I'm just recollecting all this stuff. Oh.
And it's easier, no offense, it's easier to train to be a police officer and deal with all the different variables they have to deal with every day than to train some type of training to deal with arguments with women. Because they're going to come at you with things, okay, this should handle this. This should defuse this. Hey, I know I was late. But I was late because I stopped and bought you flowers. Just because I want you to know that I never take you for granted. That's why I was 3 minutes late. Well, you did something. You wouldn't be buying me flowers for no reason. I just told you. And that's where the suppressed dynamics come in, because now you're trying to hold it in. I just told you I bought you flowers because I want you to know I never take you for granted. Mm-hmm. What did you do? I stopped and I bought you flowers. Because why? Because I used to love you.
This whole big nice situation is just turning to... How do they do that?
I don't know. It's I don't know if it's genius. I don't know if it's something in the DNA. It's genetic. It's some type of whoopee cushion God is thrown at us. Hey, son, watch this. That guy just bought his wife flowers. I'm going to have her turn on him. This is a good watch. This is, no, really. No, this is better than any other reality TV, because this is real.
This is some Job-level stuff going on right
here. He's going to have no clue. He bought her flowers. She's going to chew his ass. I love this show. And I've had that happen before. Buy them something. What is this for? I love you. Thought you loved me all the time. I do. But how come I don't get gifts all the time? Because I'm not rich.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when that excuse worked.
Yeah, now you have no excuse.
You don't think about me all the time? I do. And if I could buy you something all the time, I would. And then you stop and you think, when was the last time she bought me anything? And how did I get in trouble by buying her flowers?
Yeah, it's like an hour into it. You're like, whoa. Let's back up a second.
Yeah. Then hold on a damn minute. When was the last time you bought me something? Well, this relationship isn't about gifts. What have we been arguing about for the past hour? Well, you said you were thinking about me and then you bought me something. That's what happened. That's what started this whole argument. You don't always think about me? Sometimes I have to think about other things. I have to focus. Like if I got a little doo-doo, I focus on that. Or as much as I want to think about you when I'm driving, I have to focus on driving. You're a distraction in my heart, but I have to focus on driving. I'm a distraction?
Oh,
that's
geez.
Negative.
Yep, you left the negative door open, and she ran right in it.
It is, I don't know. I don't know if they plan it or it's just something that's Satan given.
Yes, I've wondered that, is it, maybe there's an innate talent, and then like a professional athlete, the older you get better coaching, and then you hone your craft.
Well, that's why I said if we did that game show, The Wheel of What Did I Do, you want guys new in relationships, not somebody that's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, Alfie has been remarkably quiet.
I'm just reliving moments that you guys have brought up.
Have you ever really had any of these? Because you're not, what are you, 12?
I'm 29.
Okay.
12.
And tell the guy on the phone you're busy. You're doing radio.
Shut up. I got to talk.
What's up?
What? I don't know. By 27, I'd been through, how old are you?
29.
Whatever. I'd been through all the different scenarios.
I've been through a handful of these.
Of there was nothing you could do right.
Of anything you said, no matter what, how logical, how much reason it had behind it, here's why I'm saying this to you. Will it stick in her head?
Which way is this one going to go? All right. I'm going to be straightforward and say I love you. And then she follows up with, how much?
I don't believe you.
What do I have to do? I just said, I love you.
Why don't you show it more?
What else do I need to do? I put up with you. Bad words.
Yeah, that's no, see?
I have had to deal with any little slip gets brought up again and again and again. And there's nothing. Hey, I didn't mean to say that, sweetie.
You said it for a reason.
No.
You were thinking it? You said it for a reason. I'll be on the phone.
You said it for a reason. There's no reason to say it unless you thought it.
I didn't mean it.
It slipped out.
It did slip out, but
Freud said it means something.
Freud's an idiot.
Well, what? You're saying somebody that I studied in college is an idiot, so you're calling me an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot.
He just said Freud's an idiot, so you're calling me an idiot.
Yeah, no.
I think he said yes.
Oh, I know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're doomed. There's no way to say this when you're gonna help. I'm Satan.
And the only time it's enjoyable is when you're not involved in the argument. That's why I like to see it in restaurants. And a novice guy handling a chick. You could just tell by his face, I don't know what to say. And I don't want this to escalate because she's going to get loud. And if she gets loud, people are going to look. It's like people already know that you guys are arguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can tell by the suppressed voice of just don't bring this up here. You already know that they're arguing. And by the body language. And he's just waiting for her to explode. All right. I didn't have to work late. I went out with the guys for a quick drink. That's why I was 23 minutes late.
I knew
Oh, no.
See what you did?
He was like, I'll just tell the truth. Why am I doing this?
Because you think to yourself, if I tell her the truth, maybe it'll defuse this. And we can enjoy the dinner that we were planning on. All right. That's why I was late. I just went out, drinks. Obviously, I couldn't have done anything bad. It was just 20-some-odd minutes. So you lied to me. I did it to keep from hurting your feelings.
You lied to me!
Baby. We're in Three Forks. Even the guys in the back that don't speak English are laughing at us.
Yeah, because they know that language doesn't matter at that point. They know what that fight is. They've been there.
That would be the only reason I would have to write a book. People, hey, why don't you write a book about your life? My life sucked. What do you want me to do? Hey, my life sucked. That's the name of the book. One page. Sucked. Mm. Well, what about diets or recipes to cook low fat? You can find that online. There's not really a book on having excuse after excuse and being ready. It's like almost a relationship type NASA. Backup after backup after redundant backup. And there are going to be a few explosions.
Yeah.
And failures. But you have to be ready for the next line because they'll hit you with something. You know, it's like when the O-rings exploded with one of the shuttles. They didn't really expect that. So they got that fixed and then they get other things. Parts fly off. Same thing in relationships. They're going to hit you with something that you never planned on.
And that's why every man that goes up is seen as a hero.
Every man that's been in a relationship that worked should be seen as a hero.
Why don't you say you love me?
Yeah, I thought you'd like to hear that. I'd rather see you do it. How do I show that? What if I got you a card that said I love you? Is that enough?
No, that's cheap. That's a card that somebody else made. You just gave money for it. And then you wrote love. Like that means anything.
You know what, bitch?
Here we go.
Yeah, you're right. It's like shift my position in the chair.
Yeah.
That means I've had it.
Yeah, you're done.
You know what? You liked all this in the beginning. You liked all the cards and the love letters and the notes and me saying I love you and texting or calling or whatever. Well, all the idiotic stuff I did. Now it makes you suspicious. Either you want to stay in this relationship and be with somebody that loves you, or you don't. But I've had it. Now, I'm going to listen to Shifty Gears and calm down.
Find your happy place.
Because you hit a certain point where you go, you know what? Really?
Enough.
I've done everything I can. And guys will do this, chicks, so it's not just slamming chicks. Guys play the same games. But you stop to think, I'm not going to live forever. I am not going to be in a relationship to where I never know what I say if it's going to get me in trouble or not. I will not constantly play wheel of what did I do. And that's when you shift and you go, all right, let me tell you something.
body shift.
And that's when bad news is coming. I argue with you. I suffer through all this because I love you. Why do we argue so much? That's your call. I'm happy when I come home. All of a sudden, I open the door and the demons come flying out.
It's like in Ghostbusters when they threw the switch. This demon just flying around Manhattan.
And you know what? Nicholas did it. Is that true? Yes. You hit me with stuff and you won't tell me what it is. You make me guess. Worst game show ever. I love you or I wouldn't tolerate this because I could go get some side action. I could pay a chick for sex and prostitutes won't argue with you. They'll tell you anything that you want. The only thing you argue about is price.
Yeah. on some level, you respect it.
Yeah, because she'll stand by it. She doesn't sway, and you know that you got to pay it. Otherwise, Huggy Bear's going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going up against Antonio Vargas. What do you got on hold, Alfie?
People calling about nutty bitches.
This isn't slamming women. This is just relationships in general. Women just seem to play men better than vice versa. They could play us better than we play them.
Yes, and it's not fair.
And we don't know if they're playing us or that's just really the way they are.
And that's what makes navigating those fights so difficult.
Like, she is going to be so happy I stopped at the good florist and got really expensive flowers that, you know, had I thought about it, I could have saved, you know, 50% had I ordered it from Pro Flowers.
But you wanted to
holidays are coming up, so I'm just getting ahead of
it. I know. But you wanted the immediate presentation.
Yeah, and you're all happy. You're like, I want to make my bitch happy.
You're ecstatic. You stop by Kroger, whatever, and you go into a little cooler with all the flowers, and you spend 20 minutes in there deciding which one's going to be the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forget price. Which one is she going to love the most?
You're asking other people, consulting. Hey, is my girl going to love this?
Yeah. Does this need baby's breath?
Could I get extra baby's breath in this? Because she really likes that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get home? Baby! Got you flowers. That's too much baby's breath. Well, damn it.
And you didn't call. You're 20 minutes late.
I spent 20 minutes picking out, you bitch. All right, let me run through these. Yes, Camille.
I have dated more guys that act like chicks, exactly what y'all are describing. I'm more of a dude when I guess it comes to relationships.
Well, and guys can be that way, especially if they're dating a chick that they think is out of their range, then...
Well, I found it's a lot of guys who are just otherwise insecure.
Well, that's where I was going with that is, if you're dating a chick that you think is way more attractive than you are, then you work harder to hang on to her, and you're also more insecure, and you want to know where she's going and what she's doing. So, like I said, this works both ways, but there's just something about the way that you chicks play us that's mesmerizing.
I personally don't play those types of games. I think they're a waste of time and a waste of my energy. And I usually don't like hanging out with girls who do that to the guys they date. I don't see how they can stand it. I would dump them in a heartbeat.
Are you a tranny?
I'm not a tranny, no.
Mm-hmm. You a white woman?
I'm not.
You a black woman?
I am. I love your show.
You know what? We've said that before. Black chicks won't put up.
Mm-mm.
First of all, they seem to be more straightforward. They're always the nurse in the hospital goes, hey, visiting hours are over. They're always straightforward. Everything's, you get it.
Yeah, you pretty much always know where you stand.
Black chicks don't seem to play games.
No, and I try to be very upfront. I tell them what I'm expecting, what I won't and will accept. And, you know, if it gets to the point where I feel like I'm being jerked around or it's too many games or you're being too sensitive or emotional, I just don't have time for it. If you don't trust me, then obviously this relationship isn't going to work. So you needing to know where I am or complaining because I haven't told you I loved you today is ridiculous.
Are you driving right now?
I am.
Is the car moving?
Yes.
Oh. Put your lips up against the radio. I'm about to give it to you.
Stop it. Russell. Russ.
Why is it most chicks can't be this way? I don't like games. I like jacking around. I like straightforward. Let me ask you something. Boyfriend, husband, whatever. Ever come home on a Friday night and you guys argue for an hour or so before you actually get to what you're mad about?
That's torture to me. So you don't like that either? No, I usually... What has happened in the past is I will let the guy talk and talk and talk, and I sit there quietly and take it in. And I either say something once I'm composed and I hear all what they have to say, or I say, can we talk about this later when we're not both so upset?
So, and you never play guess what I'm mad about?
No.
You know what? You're not real. You must be CGI.
She's a hologram.
Yeah. Are you a hologram?
Not the last time I checked. I don't think so.
I've never talked to a chick that just said, I don't like the games. I like to be straightforward. I don't like playing guess what I did or guess what you did.
No, I mean, because there's no point to that. Why am I going to, I'm going to tell you what you did, if you did anything. But usually, I mean, like I said, it's usually the reverse. They're asking me why I haven't done this for them, or why I haven't told them I love them, or wanting to have a deep discussion right as I'm trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, can we really not talk about this right now? I'd like to go to bed.
Are you married?
Like, no, I'm not.
Are you dating anybody?
I'm in an open relationship.
You get your black ass up here.
Oh, my goodness. See, the strange thing is that she's not like, this is not like she's the only woman like this. There are others. But I think what happens is men get scared off by it. I don't know why.
It doesn't scare me. If a chick up, if we met in speed, let's say Camille and I met in speed dating, and she goes, I don't like games. I don't like lies. I just like being happy. I'm done. I don't want to talk to anybody else. Well, you know I'm black. Yeah, I can see that.
I've had to remind a few people.
That you're black?
They don't. Yeah.
How'd that come up?
A lot of people think I'm biracial. They think I'm either part white or part Eastern Indian. So
you're not like, it was really dark, Bill Cosby?
Let's not use him as an example for anything right now.
Right now. You're not like... Who?
Grace Jones?
Grace Jones. That's pretty good.
Who?
Are you a little more... Obviously, you're not dark, dark.
No. I'm probably a nice... I mean, I would say probably a milk chocolate. Maybe a little lighter.
Oh, man. Shut up. I am so horny. How big are those milk factories?
Oh, my God. Russ.
I'm a D.
Like a big D or
it's a D.
Well, I know, but the D's
a D's a D.
Well, I know, but there's the whole D thing is confusing.
What you want to know is the circumference. You don't worry about the cup.
Are they saggy?
No.
They stick straight out.
No, they don't stick straight out. They're a little big for that.
Do the nipples point towards the heavens?
No, they point straight. I guess
straight out. Okay, that's kind of agnostic. I'm still cool with that.
Oh, my God.
You got agnostic nipples.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. You want to hook up, give me a call.
She just did.
She'll prime it later. Bye, baby.
Bye.
All right. Okay. That's what I need. Straightforward chick.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, they can normally tell when you're lying.
It might be your ultimate
what
match. I don't want to say.
I need my lies, man.
But see, maybe that'll be part of the fun for you. Is instead of knowing when you tell a lie that it'll go over and you'll get away with it, now you tell a lie and you just don't know.
But if she's straightforward, I don't have to lie to her. Hey, I'm gonna go have drinks with some of the guys. No, you're not. You're coming home. Yes, I'm coming home.
Don't make me snatch you at that bar.
I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you ever dated a black chick or not, but we can pull people through telephones. Holy sh! Then you go home because you don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to test that.
You put the phone down and run.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
603, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Getting things started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W, right at 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Alliance Gateway. About a half hour delay through it. Awesome. Also in Fort Worth. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop 820. Right at Saginaw Main Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 199 Jacksboro Highway. Into Richardson, northbound 75, right at Arapahoe. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic is backed up all the way back from Northwest Highway. And finally, in Dallas, southbound on the Tolley, right at 635. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes there. That one has traffic backed up all the way back from the bush. You're backed up for about half an hour. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 725 for a shot to win a pair of Wyndham before you can buy up tickets. to WWE Monday Night Raw at the American Airlines Center on January 19th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Clear tonight, 36 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 62. Right now, it's 55 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Are those chicks on hold, Alfie?
One of them's a chick, line two.
Is that the one I want to take?
I like line three.
Okay. Yes, Travis?
Hey, Russ.
Yeah?
I was just calling to tell you that the worst is when my wife and me argue, she always tells me that we can talk about it later once I figure out what I've done. And she never tells me, man, it's the worst.
Oh, God.
Do you ever ask, why do you make me guess?
Yeah, and she just gets mad and shuts down. I have no idea, man.
Okay, yep, you're right. You can't really use logic because I've said this before. Women won't do that with anybody else. You don't go to the doctor, or what's wrong? Well, you know. No, I don't. I'm the doctor. Just tell me. Yeah. I'm your confidant. I'm your husband. Tell me what's wrong. You should know if you love me. Well, I don't. I'm stupid, and I want to gain your approval. What did I do? Well, if you're that stupid, I can't tell you. Bitch.
Man, it sounds like you know my wife.
When I say this, I truly mean it. I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, damn.
And I don't mean just the I feel you, but we're also brothers. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own little clicks. Anybody that's been in a bad relationship. Luckily, most of mine have been okay, but you don't talk about those because who cares?
Yeah, those aren't interesting because we're guys. We're not into sharing stories that are like a romantic comedy. We don't share stories like The Notebook. Instead, we share stories like Halloween.
You know, where she came down the hall with a mask and stabbed me.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Loomis shot her six times.
Or we tell the stories that the relationships that might be more exorcist-like.
And I'm telling you, she killed that priest. The holy water and the power of Christ, that did not compel her.
And as much as I yelled, as much as I prayed.
And you ain't seen shit until you've argued with a bitch and she makes the bed levitate.
Yeah. Watch that movie again and look at it as though you're having a fight with your girlfriend or your wife.
All right. I think we're past this.
Okay.
Alfie's had a chick or a guy on one?
It's a chick. Her name's Annie.
Don't want to take this?
Yeah.
Maybe some balance.
Hello, Annie.
My name's Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alfie told me to say Annie. That's Alfie. I love the name Amy.
Yes, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how you doing? Well, I was just calling to make a comment about the nutty women and relationships with guys and all that. But women that are play cool a lot of the times, like the lady that just called a minute ago, that aren't real stressful in relationships, it kind of plays against us sometimes because then the guys... you know, they think they like that in a chick, they don't. They want to know, why aren't we concerned when they're going out with the guys? Why don't they care? Yada, yada. So it's always kind of worked against me.
Right.
Everything I've done kind of works against me.
Well, hey, you're a guy. Because there are a lot of things we do. You go, this is it. She's going to love this.
Yeah.
How come right. is it I'm in hell now?
Right.
So you don't like to, all right, let me ask. Are you a black chick?
No, I'm not a black chick.
Okay.
I'm white and Mexican.
Okay. Hey, it just seems like black chicks don't like to play the games. And that's, it's not really a stereotypical thing. They just don't seem to put up with it.
Right. Well, I just think a lot of guys who are saying they want a chick that's cool, they might say that. But then, in a way, you guys tend to like some of the crazy nutty chicks, too.
Sister, I feel you. I'm bonding with everybody today. And that's the downside. And this is an obvious statement, but those nutty chicks, they will you crazy in bed. Rocking back and forth. Reverse cowgirl. Forward cowgirl.
The bed levitating.
Yeah. Up, down, puke, vomit, lube everywhere. Pea soup.
People dying.
Priests flying out the window. And it's the best damn sex you've ever had. Sorry about the priest, but sorry.
It's collateral damage.
I didn't do it.
As he flew out the window, he looked back and said, I understand.
Man, that looks hot. I wish Catholics allowed masturbation because I'd beat off on the way down. And then when she walked down the stairs backwards on all fours, whoo, man, I shot in my tough skins. Now I'm reflecting.
Yep.
Did I date a normal chick where sex was just really outstanding? Yes. Yeah. The nutty ones, they were the best. Yeah. And I don't know why. Baby, again, I think God's f***ing with us. All right. I'm going to make her hard to deal with, but screw him silly. Because those are the guys that go, well, I don't know if I should stay in the relationship. Man, you need to get out. Man, but the sex. Man. How many times have guys said that?
Yep.
But the sex. Well, the sex what? I mean, you can't screw her 24/7. Most of the relationship is just normal things.
It's most of it's hanging out.
And that's when you're unhappy. You're only happy when you're having sex. Man, but the sex.
It really makes up for the times where you hate her.
Whew. It's like that. It's like, no, she wasn't in Saw. Never mind.
Guy on Facebook is yelling at us to shut the hell up. He said, I had the same argument with my wife a few weeks ago, so I had to say, which one? And he said, the hanging out.
You know, the one wife.
Yeah. The hanging out with friends fight. She got pissed off because I wanted to go hang out with one of my friends and blow off some steam from work instead of staying with her. That's what happened.
I don't truly know how to explain that. Even as gifted as I am with lying, is I love you. I love the time that we spend together. We wouldn't live together if I didn't love you. But I like hanging out with my friends. They're my friends. Especially with me. I have very few people that I consider friends. So if I want to hang out with them, to me, it's important.
Right.
And I don't live with them, so I don't get to see them all the time. I live with you because I love you. Now, can I please go hang out with my friends? And I'm only going to say please once. Because it sounds like I'm asking for permission, but I'm not. Well, if they're more important, well, right now they are. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. Well, I'm not going to be here when you come home. Oh. Thank God.
This day gets better.
Man, I didn't think you were ever going to catch on to this. Guy on 2, Alfie?
Yep.
Does he have PTSD from the military?
No.
Just relationships?
Just relationships.
Okay.
Hey, it's still real.
Yes, Will.
Yeah, y'all really need to stop talking about this subject. It's causing my PTSD to kick in.
How many bad relationships did you go through?
Just one.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, how many wars did you go through before you had PTSD? Well, all it takes is one.
None. The war was in the house. That's what caused
it. How long were you married?
4 years.
When did it get bad? How far into the marriage?
6 months.
Man, she didn't waste time.
It was actually bad before that, but I was too stupid to realize it.
How old were you?
25.
See, that's the problem. All right, thanks for calling. That's the problem with this is there's no real age to where you actually get it. There is an age where you stop caring, but you don't get how to really deal with a relationship. Does that make sense?
It, yeah.
It's like, All right. I'm 54 now. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I win or I'm right in relationships. It just means I don't care. We're going to have an argument. Goodbye. Get out. Adios. Vaya con Dios.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna tolerate it. I'm just not. I don't need the companion. I got my dogs. It ain't the same as squeezing.
Okay, it's too much. You knew that was the line, yet you went over it anyway.
Yeah, I think the FCC's kind of laxed up on the breast word.
They have, but
it was in a sexual connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do. I love squeezing these. I love squeezing them and just using that phrase. Big ass these. But the grief. Mm-mm.
The grief that comes with those.
It's.
I think it's
why
all.
Why can't you be as happy as I am in this relationship? Why do you always have to think I'm up to something? And again, it works both ways. There are guys that are needy. They go, well, why are you going out with all your female friends? Are you going out to pick up guys? No, I'm just going out to hang out with my female friends.
Ask that question again.
As a guy?
Yeah.
Why do you need to go out with your female friends? Are you picking up guys?
Well, I am now.
Why is your voice deeper than mine?
Because once I learned I was more man than you.
Well, I don't like that your voice is deeper than mine.
Well, grow a pair.
Of these?
No.
So this isn't a chick-bashing thing. It's...
That just happens to be what we're all experienced with.
Yeah, we're all guys. We know that somehow you women have figured out how to play us, and we're trying to figure it out. I may not really be on top of it, but I think I'm the closest to figuring this whole thing out. Of have this excuse, have this backup, and then this third redundant backup, and then you're still not ready because they're going to hit you with something you never expected.
Yeah. Where in the hell did that come from?
Okay. I stopped by and I got her something from Victoria's Secret. She loves lingerie. I hate the mall. I stopped by the mall. Got her something I thought she would like. Show up, but let her wear it. Then we're going to have this weekend of F. It ain't nothing but F. Just F binging. Screw television. I'm screwing my wife. What is this? You like lingerie. Did one of your other girlfriends turn this down? I bought it because I love you. What did you do? I didn't do anything.
Don't forget about the sales associate that helped him.
You want to try something new on me?
You want to start? All of a sudden, I'm not enough just naked. I've got to be. You got to pimp your bitch. You like lingerie. In the beginning, you said, all right, let me tell you something, Chip.
Here we go.
I just changed my position. You liked wearing lingerie in the beginning and me undressing you. Now I buy it and you get pissed off and you wonder, what did I do and who helped me pick this out for you? You don't know my size? You're right, I don't, because chick sizes, they change exponentially. A zero ain't a zero in every state.
Mm-mm. A zero is not a zero even in the same damn store.
So this chick helped me. What? How did you find out what size I was? I took her in the back and I and played with her. That's how I figured it out. And I all of them in the store until I the chick that was your size.
Do you have anything that'll fit this?
Yeah. You're about the size of the chick that I'm dating or married to.
God save you if you get the wrong size.
There's no credit for just, and you can't throw it out. What about the thought that counts?
That's because now she's thinking that she's going to have to be the one to return it. So you just gave her more work.
You don't even know my size. I every chick in that place until I got to the one I thought was your size, and then I bought the lingerie that fit her. But do I get a thank you? Oh, no. Now it's an argument. I had to every chick in Victoria's Secret until I found the right one. And one of the assistants was a guy. But do you say thank you?
Yeah, he really took one for the team there. That poor stock boy. They called him out from the back, and
you come here.
And I thought, okay, maybe she's going to think Victoria's Secret is too snooty or uppity or whatever. So I go to Target. Then I got up that Alex kid.
Wow. Man, he got dragged into this.
I went through their lingerie. Okay, maybe that's going to be too cheap. There's no place in between. But I'm going back to the Frisco Target. I'm going to that Alex kid
no,
again.
No, you're not.
Pull his pants down.
You leave him alone.
You know he has an agent now?
You have to, almost, with all this crap. It actually works smart for him, because if I was an agent, I'd want to sign him, because then he's you got to strike while the iron's hot, because he's already a good-looking kid. You can put him on magazine covers. If they still had the Teen Beat or whatever it is, put him on it.
Tiger Beat?
Tiger Beat, yes.
Say it again.
What, Tiger Beat?
Thank you.
No. You stop that.
Nope.
No.
It's out of my hands.
Russ?
That will be bleeped for no. 1190.
No, it won't. No.
It's going to sound like you said or beat.
No, it's not that at all. It's teenager?
I think they make more money just leaving him at the Frisco Target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leaving him there with his pants down.
Plus, also.
In a glass box.
In a glass box.
Just pull his cheeks apart, mash it up against the plexi. Look, he's in the ass cube.
Oh, God.
Is that a chick on one?
Yes, it is.
Don't want to talk to her?
She's kind of like Camille. She's saying she doesn't like the games.
Oh.
See, I'm anytime I've heard a woman say, oh, I don't like the games, I assume that she's lying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, then you take this one, Daniel.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Her name is Susie.
Susie.
Hi.
Hey, what do you have for us?
Okay, well, I was just going to say about that chick with the first chick that I totally agree with her, and that I'm exactly the same way. I don't put up with their crap, and if my boyfriend's having a problem that day, then he can sit down and watch his sports, and I'll do whatever it takes to make him happy if he catches my drift while he's watching the game. Anything to keep him happy, but if he's...
You got to work her to piss her off.
Then it's on. It's over. It's done. I don't play games.
You don't play any games?
No games whatsoever. You start lying, I'm gone.
So,
you start stealing, I'm gone.
Sorry, so you said you have a boyfriend right now.
Whoa. Well, you missed a big part.
No,
stealing?
Just an example.
Well, yeah. What do you mean by stealing?
Oh, because I've had boyfriends in the past use my debit card without telling me and take me almost $2,000 in negative.
Well, you're a stupid bitch. All right, I'm sorry. That was Pavlovian. I was trying to say.
No, I know. I heard her say it, but I was focused on, I don't know why, I should have focused on the stealing.
I was trying to stay out of it.
I was curious. I was going to ask her, what was the last fight she got in with her boyfriend?
When he stole my debit card.
Oh, there we go. Worked either way.
But then he went and he bought a bunch of stuff and then had plexiglass sex with that Alex guy.
Frisco. Oh my God. And that's why he needed an agent to keep him out of the ass box.
Well, he couldn't really get through the plexiglass. They just kind of docked against the glass.
That's not right.
How much does that cost?
I think he was living...
Hang on, I forgot which part I'm playing here. I had to keep slipping coupons in the little hole there.
Just three.
Otherwise, the blinds came down.
Oh, God. New peep show.
Oh, Alex.
Was it Billy the Kid that had Alex on his show?
Billy the Kid did an interview with Alex, I guess, this past weekend.
On the phone or in person?
In person. They had him up here, and they had a bunch of preteen girls up here, and I think even some grown women. taking pictures with him.
Oh, that's what... Okay, on Monday when I got in, I heard people like in the break room or in the offices saying something about, he was here? He was here? Really? He was? Really? That's who they were talking about.
Okay. I'm talking women in their 30s, late 20s, up here, hanging around the KISS studio just to get a glimpse of him.
See, and it's always guys that are, you know, depicted as pedophiles. Women got it bad.
Well, how old is Alex?
I think he's 15, 16 maybe.
Oh, I didn't know he was that young.
Yeah, he's not.
Well, somebody should have told me that before I said about pulling his pants down at a plexiglass sex. I thought he was 18, 19.
I thought maybe he was 17, which is age of consent in Texas.
Well, I'm not really going to do it, but I certainly needed to know. I can see all the prepubescent chicks running around up here. Oh, Alex is going to be up there with Billy the Kid. Oh, I feel my hair's growing in.
Stop it. That's you. Man, the two of them in the same room.
Who?
Alex and Billy the Kid.
Oh, Kenzie.
Mm-hmm.
I am now the queen of double penetration. Make me your own Kenzie finger cut. Is that what it's called?
Finger cuffs.
I didn't get too far with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way it works. One there, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Also, Eiffel Tower, Golden Gate Bridge.
What, one in the mouth, one in the boo-boo?
Yeah. And the Eiffel Tower.
Why would you call it an Eiffel Tower?
Because the two guys in high five at the top.
Oh. So it's got nothing to do with shooting in our eyes.
No.
You know, where it's full.
Oh, God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
6:35. Another check on traffic. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Single traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound on the tollway. Right at 635, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Legacy. It's about 45 minutes delay through it. Try taking Preston or 35 or something, I don't know. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at 635, right there on the high 5. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Mockingbird. In Richardson, southbound 75, just after Campbell Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up into Plano, back from Park. In Fort Worth now, eastbound North Loop 820, right at Saginaw Main Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 199 Jacksboro Highway. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at 287, the Decatur cutoff, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Alliance Gateway. I won't say. Sorry, where that, Corey? Oh, that's it. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear tonight, 36 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high around 62. Right now, 50. But 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Today, I read that they released the title track from AC/DC's new album.
Yeah.
Which would be called Rock or Bust.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Rock or Bust.
And it's not in our library, Chloe?
Nope.
Why? Why?
I don't know. There's 40 other AC/DC songs in there, though.
Are you with me?
No, I'm not.
Well, how come...
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. I like conversations where you don't have to finish a sentence. Well, how could... I don't know.
Oh, perfect.
But we only play... I know it. But they had more than... I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we only play... Hey, brother, I know it. We have Play Ball in there.
Yes.
That was the first single released off Rock or Bust. Mm-hmm. But we don't have the title track that was released this week.
No.
But it's on YouTube.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
I love it already.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Give me a chance. I don't know. This one doesn't grab me like Play Ball.
I know. I like this. I just love the beats. Badass.
I wonder if this. Wonder if the station was going to do like a world premiere and we just screwed something up.
Let me check my work email real quick.
I didn't see anything from Don Davis of, hey, we're going to have the new AC/DC title track for Rock or Bust. I mean, if it's already on YouTube, we've missed something. New AC/DC on the Mighty 1190. Good morning. Load up, Play Ball. I don't think they petered out, but there's nothing they really put out. I like Stiff Upper Lip. I don't know if that was the name of the album. That was a single. But so far, they haven't really put anything out where you just... Like, shook me. Just the first 1 second. You
know.
All right, radio up. Put to the firewall. Bitch, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I like Play Ball. Especially when he says, listen.
Listen.
Like, I'm going to miss this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I like this better than the title track.
I got it too.
And it's one of those age-old questions. All right, if you got stuck on a desert island, what one band would you, what album would you take? Well, album, I don't know. Band? I don't know if it would be AC/DC, but they'd be damn close.
Yeah.
It would be, for me, being an old guy, probably be 70s or 80s rock. Maybe Def Leppard. But because I'm kind of basic, I think AC/DC be the way to go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And they're one of the few bands that you've never heard with the release of a new album. AC/DC has reinvented themselves. No, we didn't. We still play loud rock and we smoke.
That's right, mate. We love to smoke.
Rock and smoke. That's it, man.
Yeah, that actually should have been the name of the album.
Maybe this is the last one for them. So they just said, hey, rock or bust. So Malcolm's out.
Yes.
Because he's got what?
Like super dementia or something. It's something like bad.
And I see this. See, when we get something, we don't just get it. We get super. And I'm sure they tried to, you know, replicate the feel, like when you hear Shook Me. Just that beginning part. That's up. Windows down. Radio up. Bitch, quiet. What's going on? AC/DC's going on. Nip it. That's one of my Foot to the Firewall songs. Highway to Hell, I don't play so loud anymore.
Yeah, he's got to kind of mute it in one specific part.
Hey, isn't that your favorite song, Highway to Hell? I can't listen to it till like the chorus. Certainly can't listen to it loud. Okay, maybe we're not going to play the new cut.
I did see some memo on someone's desk earlier this week about Rock or Bust, though I didn't.
Hey, whatever you do, don't play it off YouTube.
I thought it was probably part of it.
What was the memo?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to finish reading
it. Oh, you know, you're a snoop.
I was trying to read it, but I got caught.
God. Who caught you?
Somebody in promotions.
Oh. So they said what? Was there supposed to be a big premiere and I just ruined it?
They were planning something with AC/DC and Rock or Bust, but I didn't get the full gist of it.
And why do you need to know? You're only on the air on the station.
I know.
It's crazy. When you need to know, they'll tell you.
At least send out a memo. Don't play this off YouTube. Okay. Sorry. A race. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have to do the hand motion.
Yeah.
All is good.
Damn it. Wish I had that title track over the weekend. I could have debuted it on the Shifty Gears show.
Probably the only song he'd have been excited to play.
The first show to have it.
Overnight Trucking Show, Shifty Gears. Here's a new AC/DC. I don't know what it's called, but it ain't country. I hate country music.
The more I think about it, you guys may be right. The guy doing an overnight trucking show playing country music that hates country music.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got a hit on your hands.
I don't know how you truckers listen to this, but this sucks. Damn. All right, here's Buck Owens, motherfucker.
I'm still stunned that somebody still dropped dime on me. No emails to me, just to Dan. Yeah. Hey, I think Russ was drunk. Did they say drunk?
No, they didn't say. They didn't say that. They just said,
audio,
I think.
I didn't sound drunk.
No, you didn't. No, no one mentioned. I knew.
Fair. Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Astute.
Would have bet a lot of money.
All of it.
Yeah.
Not even just all of mine. All of Russ's. And still would have felt highly confident. Not worried.
Think he was drunk, bitch, please.
Because the first words out of Dan's mouth on the air Monday. What did you do this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't do anything.
I got promos and did some stuff and worked. And why? What else did you do?
Nothing stood out.
What do you know? Did you get drunk and do an overnight trucking show?
Then I get an email from a listener. Man, there ain't enough good overnight trucking shows. You need to keep doing that.
See? There's a market for it.
There may be a market, but I'm not staying up overnight just to appease the truckers. God bless you, because the white line is a lifeline to the nation.
Yes. But that doesn't mean you have to be awake for it.
Where'd you pull that from?
Merle Haggard.
Oh.
That song has been stuck in my head since the weekend. The Moving On that Merle Haggard did for a TV show on NBC in the mid-70s.
Yeah, and wasn't that the song you used for your theme music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the lines. White line is a lifeline to the nation. Men like Will and Sonny make it move. Truck driving man and a steady hand to hold that load behind. I am so stupid.
It's amazing how much you retain with music you can't stand.
Isn't that odd? I didn't even really. I watched the series. Obviously, I would have been 14 or 15.
Okay.
That was in the height of my I hate country music era. My dad was forcing me to listen to it. But there's just some that stick. And it's all the only song I can hear in my head. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Jamming gears has got to be a fever. Do you want the shifty gears?
I think it's warranted now.
Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, let's get started here. It's a late night trucking show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears. To be taking all your requests and playing a bunch of backwards redneck duck country music. This first one goes out. The old boy flipped his 18-wheeler just now on 175. It's Lynn Anderson. Man, I sure would like to f*** her in the day.
I beg your pardon.
You love her like the devil when you get back home.
That's Charlie Pride on the Late Night Trucking Show. Still one of the greatest f***ers to ever come out of country music. Here's some more
Maybe I like country music and I just refuse to admit it.
I think that's what it is.
Just kind of a guilty pleasure, man.
But I don't listen to country.
You did on Saturday.
Well, I had to.
Yeah, but it moves a lot.
Can't do an overnight trucking show with, like, you know, the barge.
Oh, my.
I would pay.
Another request going out. That's for Earl on I-30. Wants to hear some DeBarge.
Alfie, do you know DeBarge?
I have no clue. I'm looking it up now.
Oh, you're about to be enlightened.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole family. Alfie found it.
No.
I forget what their hit was.
Who's Johnny?
I don't know. I don't even know where the name came from.
It's their family name.
I know, but I don't know why I know it.
Because you're hip?
Rhythm of the Night.
That one.
Oh, man.
Fire that up. Fire that up and shoot down 35.
That was Merle Haggard on Mighty 1190. Here's the bar now.
It's a perfect song.
One of the worst segues in history. And coming up, some Kanye Twitty.
Did you get the Photoshops?
Of?
Kanye Twitty?
No.
I'll forward you some.
Is it bad?
No, just people that took Kanye Twitty and made him a reality.
Yeah. I'll close the one that got confused. Well, what about that country guy, Kanye Twitty?
There were a few people who had some fun with Photoshop.
I'm excited to see it.
I'll tell you, man, Kanye with a pompadour.
Yeah. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
658. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic sucks really bad right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 just before I-35. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic just backed up back Highway 67. Marvin D. Love. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at 635, right there underneath the High 5. Got a salt vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to Mockingbird. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, right at 635. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back into Frisco, back from 121. It's at least an hour delay through it. Find another way home. Into Fort Worth now, southbound 35W, right at Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic there is backed up back from Alliance Gateway. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop 820, right at Saginaw Main Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Marine Creek Parkway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 36. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, a high around 62. Right now, it's 50 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do we have left?
We still have quite a bit of stuff left.
Yeah, we wasted a lot of time today on segments that will never air anywhere.
No, that's not true.
All right.
I don't think any of it was wasted. Someone even said on Facebook, it's like, today has been the best bonding experience ever.
Because of the relationship stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do that occasionally.
Yep.
But you're gonna have to shut up, man.
My wife's in the car right now. You're going to have to shut up. Shut up.
Stop it.
You better call and straighten them out. Baby, I will.
Hey, Russ, can you act like you're listening to me? My wife wants me to tell you to shut up. Can you say okay? Shut up, Russ.
Okay.
See, baby, I told him.
Straighten him right out.
I got it fixed. Can I keep listening to the show now?
Man.
No.
Man, she's lucky to have you.
I wonder how many arguments we start.
Oh, my God. I'm afraid.
You better change that channel. It's just, they don't mean it, baby. It's just, what?
One guy shot me an email. He said he signed up on .fm today just so his wife could hear today's show. He said he says she has to hear it. Best $10 I ever spent.
I wonder what is it he's going to make her listen to?
The relationship, the fights, the dumb fights that men and women get into.
See, baby, dumb fights are dumb. Oh, you're calling me dumb.
Oh, jeez.
See what you did? You spent $10 to start a fight.
Yeah, she's not going to learn anything from this.
All she's going to know is that you spent $10 to make her feel stupid.
Well, I just want you to know that we can exist and everybody be happy. Oh, so you're not happy. I was. until $10 ago.
Life is forever changed.
You troublemaker.
I'm truly curious if we've ever started arguments with people driving in the car.
I'm certain that we have.
Honey, do you think like that?
No.
Not even just a little bit sometimes?
No, it's stupid. It's parody. That's why I'm laughing at it, because it's not funny.
It's jokes and stuff.
These guys don't influence you at all?
They do not. I love you. You are my angel.
I don't believe you.
Bitch!
And there goes the car off the cliff.
This is where you got the jiggling the handle idea, wasn't it?
You didn't start bothering me in the bathroom until those radio guys said, hey, go jiggle the handle.
Yeah, maybe we were too short-sighted and wondering how many fights we've started when we should be asking how many marriages have we ended.
What are you doing in there? Taking a grunt? Let me in. I'm coming in. All right, I'll stop. I'm done. Dude, I can smell it. God damn. Yeah, you just farted?
Are you having sympathy, Poots?
Stop it.
It's the most inexpensive, funniest prank you can pull that's easy. Just jiggling the handle. And Dan, you've never done it.
I don't want to.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't care. I want my space to be private and unobtrusive. I'd like hers to be the same.
I don't understand.
You don't. I never went in.
Oh, I know.
It's just jiggling the handle.
Quit it!
I'm not doing anything.
And my favorite is whenever you're sitting there and you're doing it, and all of a sudden you just start to hear him pee.
I hear your piss.
Stop it!
I know what's next.
Hey. Do you pee first and then the big stuff comes out? And sometimes I can't decide. Sometimes the big stuff, let me in. I gotta watch. Let me see.
Come on, what's it gonna hurt? Come on.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's not like you got the franchise. I'm coming in. Don't pinch one until I get in there.
Stop it! You don't come in here!
I'm coming in.
It was one of those bathrooms. It's got the little hole in the middle where you can punch like a ice pick in the middle of it.
Yeah, most of the locks you can pick like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that audio of that chick that was pissed when we were doing the door jiggle thing. Because just the sound effect was twisting her.
Yep.
And she's driving in traffic. I found it. She's driving in traffic. Line two, Alvy.
Yep.
Yes, Heather.
All right. You guys, like, really, seriously, stop that right now. I'm, like, shaking.
Where are you right now?
I'm a delivery driver.
So you're just in the car?
Yes, I'm in the car, and, like, I'm shaking. I'm not joking. Dude. Oh, my God.
That's one of my favorites ever.
It's just Pavlovian.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all guys don't do it, since Dan hasn't done it.
I just prefer I prefer the privacy of that time versus the shenanigans.
Are you afraid she's going to open the door and say, come on in?
Yes.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't think she's going to do that. I ultimately prefer I'll let that be your time as long as it's understood that I get mine as well.
Okay, let's reverse it.
All right.
Would it bother you if she jiggled the handle?
Yeah,
I'd be like, go away.
But knowing she's not going to come in.
I want it's my time. You go do something else.
Well, trust me, I understand. Especially the first one, for me, the first one in the morning. That's the glorious one. That's the one where you know it's going to be big, it's going to be heavy, and it's going to spread some flesh. It's like I want to paint on my forehead the Enola Gay.
And that's how your significant other would know you're about to do some serious business in there when you start painting your face in the bathroom.
Man, he's about to drop the big goose egg. He just put a Enola Gay on his forehead.
Mm-hmm. And a bomber jacket.
He's about to drop some shadows off the lake. Line two?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, Scott.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
One of the reasons for my first divorce back in 2003, I bought one of your 911 CDs. My wife couldn't stand the show, and when that showed up at the house, she went freaking ballistic. And I played it every chance I got.
Just put it on repeat.
So, yeah, there has been divorces because of
You got divorced just over the Best Of CD.
No. There was other reasons, but that was one that pushed her over the freaking edge. And I think I did it on purpose. So
I think
bad on me.
You did do it on purpose. I mean, clearly she had said many times, I'm sure, I hate this show. Why do you listen to it? And what do? You buy a Best Of CD so you can listen to it when it's not on the air.
Yeah. She wouldn't be in the truck with me when the show was on. She could not stand it. And I'd just be laughing the whole time.
What did she hate?
What's that?
What did she hate?
Women bashing. Oh. And I told her, I'm like, look, it's a radio show. Seriously, there's nothing that you haven't heard that you're not hearing out of this radio right now.
Yeah. It's a radio show. It doesn't change my opinion of you. Now, shut up, bitch.
Jesus.
Yeah. Break check.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
All right. I think we found another reason. See, this is how it starts. It starts out with the jiggling of the handle on the bathroom door, and next thing you know, you got Scott who's brake checking his wife in the passenger seat and just laughing.
All right, I'm sorry you're mad at me, honey.
He's playing the dash game.
You just start giggling before you do it.
I'll tell you what. How about we have some a San Francisco treat tonight?
San Francisco treat? What's that?
You know, some dasheroni.
Ow! That's not funny. That hurts.
Sorry, thought you had your seatbelt on. Okay. Are we out of stuff?
No.
Give me one more and we'll go.
All right. You ready for this one?
No.
A 4-year-old beagle named Buddy, who hung on for miles to the outside of an ambulance that had his owner inside, is quickly becoming a viral star. Brian Wright told ABC News, who first shared the story of Buddy's heroic efforts to local media around the Mason, Texas ranch where Buddy lives with his owner, J.R. Nicholson. Nicholson was taken by ambulance late last month to Hill Country Memorial Hospital after complaining of dizziness. Wright stayed behind to close up the ranch and noticed that Buddy, the beagle, was gone. But he said he had no reason to be concerned. He said, Buddy's part beagle. I never get too concerned when he's missing because he always comes back. When Wright arrived at the hospital a short time later...
Hang on. The beagle was hanging onto the side of the ambulance?
Yeah, on those little side steps in front of the wheel well. When Wright arrived at the hospital, a short time later, medical staff told him that Nicholson was stable and Buddy the Beagle was there at the hospital too. Wright said, they told me they rode anywhere from 15 to 21 miles until a motorist flagged them down and told them there was a dog on the side of the ambulance.
Man, that dog was there to finish off the job. Oh, you think the ambulance is going to save you?
Yeah, fake some dizziness. The first responders pulled Buddy into the ambulance where he rode the rest of the nearly 1 hour drive to the hospital. The road that Buddy traversed while hanging on to the ambulance included twists, hills, a bridge, and a highway. Buddy, the beagle, whom Nicholson's daughter got him from a shelter just 4 months ago, is used to riding along on utility vehicles around the ranch, according to Wright. Wright said, I don't think he wanted to leave his buddy, his best friend. The story had an even happier ending because Nicholson was also able to leave the hospital that same day with no complications. Both owner and dog are now back at home and adjusting to life in the spotlight. Wright says they hope their happy story inspires other people to do two things. One, going to an animal shelter and helping a dog, or thanking first responders, because we think those are the most important things right now.
I had no clue. As far as ranking goes, I don't know where beagles show up, but when I adopt dogs, I don't do it based on breed or anything, just if I got room, they need a home. And
maybe you feel some kind of connection, something.
And the beagle... Boo, that was running in the middle of the street. It's like, all right, grab the dog, put up posters, notify all the vets, all the animal agencies. Somebody's going to miss this dog. They're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
All right, and I got a beagle now.
Maybe.
And then I have to start changing all the door handles in the house because a beagle just walks in. You know what? You're right. I don't like when somebody walks in when I'm taking a grunt.
Is Boo messing with you?
Because he would just stand up and just open the door with her paw and just come in and just stare at you.
Because your doors have the handles, not the knob.
Yeah, no knobs. And she'd sit there and stare like, well, you're a nasty mother. Why are you staring at me? Will you watch me when I go outside?
This only seems fair.
Yeah, really?
What?
So what'd you do?
It's just, living by yourself, you don't expect the door to open. The first thing you think is, oh, somebody broke into the house.
You're scared. Your worst nightmare has come true. An intruder in the house and you have your pants around your ankles.
What are you doing? How'd you get in here? I'm a beagle. I got tired of flying around the backyard on my house. They're not only are they intelligent, they're devious, and they don't care. It's like one time Chuck was over at the house, the beagle walked right past him, opened up the pantry door, and just went in. It's like, I don't care. She's trying to open that drawer to the trash can that she can get into.
Right.
In front of me. And I'll just stand there and I'll watch and just like, do you mind?
No, I don't.
I'm shopping. Not bad enough I got to eat out of the trash. You're going to stare at me?
Get down, my way.
I'll holler at her and she'll look at me like, what? Get down. No.
You're going to have to hang on a second.
Yeah. And then you don't want to push it too far because a bitch will pull a gun on me.
Oh, my gun's on the top shelf, so if I make too many swift moves.
That's the only dog I've ever owned that I have to keep my hands in open sight. You know I don't need an opposing thumb to pull his trigger.
One time you knew you really messed up because a gun was sideways.
Damn. Beagle just went gangster on me. Alfie, what's on hold?
People calling about the door handle thing.
Oh, jeez. All right, we'll do this and we got to go. Yes, Brian? Brian?
Yeah. I did the whole jiggle the door thing with my wife, and she's like, no, you heard that on the radio. And then I was like, okay, looks like this little, you know, dry erase board will fit underneath here. So I started a tic-tac-toe game with her. She lost her mind. Like, she got up. I heard her get up, but she didn't come out. But she got up, like, ready to beat me.
Because of the dry erase board.
And the tic-tac-toe game I got from you. But she didn't hear that part on your show. She just heard you jiggle the door handle.
What is it, Dan?
I remember what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. Did you lose?
Yeah, because as she was done, she beat my ass.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are you drunker than me right now?
Close.
We'll call it a draw.
Yes, Marie?
Hey, Russ.
Yes, ma'am?
I wanted to let you know that I am a woman that loves your show. I listen to you every day. And my husband can't stand you.
That's always weird to me.
He thinks you are vulgar. He thinks you are egotistical. And he thinks you are absolutely stupid. And I love it.
Yeah, that'd be an argument I'd lose. Except for the egotistical part.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're not that.
I am stupid.
Every time I get in the car and I have the opportunity to put you on, it always starts off with you in the car, and not even a minute later, he makes me change it.
And you allow that?
In order to not have a fight, yeah, it's just easier. Because I get to listen to you the rest of the time.
What is he like?
Huh?
What is he like?
political radio, talk radio.
Okay.
I can't stand his stuff either, so it's fair.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should come up here and f*** me.
Yeah, you really want to get back at your husband.
Guess what I did today?
Guess where this stuff is from?
Yeah, see all this white stuff on my face?
Oh, no, no.
Russ did it. Shot all over my face, that nasty cowboy.
I can't even open my eye.
Sealed shut.
That ain't allergies?
All right. Give me one more that we can end with.
Okay.
No. Yes.
10 biggest mistakes men make in relationships.
I think we've covered that.
Yeah. Thousands flock to see baby born with 8 limbs in India.
I don't want to. Is there a picture?
Yeah, it's it right there.
Oh. Okay. How do they explain? Put the picture down.
Why?
Because I don't want to see it.
Is it bad?
That's bad in black and white. I can't imagine what it looks like in color.
Yeah, thousands have flocked to see a baby born with 4 arms and 4 legs in India. The baby, dubbed God Boy by his parents because they say he looks like an Indian god, was born in a city in India's eastern West Bengal state. An unnamed relative told local TV, "When he first came out, we couldn't believe it. The nurses said he was badly deformed, but I could see that this was a sign from God." The relative went on to say, "In fact, this is a miracle. It's God's baby." The village is being overrun now by curious believers from across the region. One of those that came to witness the miracle baby came from a neighboring village and said, "This is truly the son of the Hindu god Brahma, who also has 4 arms and 4 legs." Police, though, say they're having trouble controlling the crowds. The police spokesman said, "This is a freak baby, and it's tragic. There is nothing godly about him at all."
He's going to start his own band. He's going to be the only one in it. We're going to teach him to play the banjo, the drums, and the clarinet. Were they all in the right place? I mean, the arms directly under the arms, legs. Or did he have, like, you know, legs, like titty leg Bonnie? Had legs growing out of his chest?
Yeah,
It's hard to tell with that picture. It just looks like a clump of limbs and a torso.
Actually, that's kind of what it is. It's like, that's exactly, it's like a clump. They look more like tentacles than limbs.
It's Halloween. I'm going as a tarantula.
The condition is referred to as a parasitic twin.
Okay, so they think there was supposed to be another baby in there, and they just kind of merged together.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have anything for that.
Well, we did.
What, the band?
Oh, yeah. Or even when the police spokesperson said, "This is a freak baby, and it's tragic." You would usually expect a little more compassion from, you know. Yeah.
Why would the police, are they there for traffic control?
Yeah, they have to be there for traffic control because all these villagers are coming from around the region to witness the miracle baby. And then you have different, you know, religious beliefs, different beliefs in general in the country. And so you're going to have some that are going to see this is a miracle child. And then, like, this guy from the police who thinks it's sick and should probably be killed with fire.
Yeah, I don't know how you explain that to the parents as the baby's coming out. Okay, I see the head. And some arms, and some more arms.
Holy.
I think I saw this in Alien.
Mm-hmm. If it puts on a hat.
Yeah. I don't think I want to hear this baby sing. Hello, my baby. Is the kid going to live?
That I do not know. I mean, from what I could tell by this photo, it's got a functioning head. It looks like it's going to have functioning internal organs. It just has 2 extra legs and 2 extra arms.
I'm going to make so much money with sock puppet shows.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to russmartin.fm, other show websites, djflow.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Do them both.
For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. And for all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com.
All right. Have a good evening or a good morning.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.